Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The big holiday getaway is underway for millions of Americans, but winter-like weather is snarling the travel plans of some, especially across the northern plains, parts of the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes region. John Kubu tells WDAY-TV it's been very slow going on the roads, trying to get from Devil's Lake, North Dakota, down to Fargo with
tons of cars in ditches, tow trucks, policemen. We saw one 5 or 6 car pileup with an 18-wheeler involved. I mean, it was pretty much everywhere you look and turn, there's somebody spinning out.
Portions of some interstates have been closed by wind-whipped snow. The weather's also impacting some flights. And by the way, the national average price of a gallon of gas, $3.05. That's about the same as last Thanksgiving. Taiwan's president says China has been making some very threatening moves lately. The BBC's Stephen McDonnell is in Beijing.
Basically, he said that China has been speeding up its military preparations to take Taiwan by force. He said that Beijing is continuing to increase its military drills and so-called gray zone harassment around Taiwan. There are even reports of such drills going on today. He said that for Taiwan, the most threatening scenario isn't actually war, but giving up. And he said that, in his words, compromise to this aggression from the mainland would not lead to peace, but would actually lead to war.
And Taiwan plans a $40 billion supplemental defense budget. President Trump says U.S. negotiators are making progress in efforts to end the war in Ukraine, but he adds there are still some issues to be ironed out, perhaps most notably the location of a revised Russia-Ukraine border. Watching Wall Street, the Dow features 98 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cybercrime spikes during the holidays, especially around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Falling victim to a scam is the last thing anyone needs. That's why now is the perfect time to protect yourself and your family with Webroot Total Protection. Keep your devices safe, your identity secure, and your privacy locked down. Right now, you can get 75% off Webroot Total Protection at webroot.com/MikeG. That's 75% off, but only for a limited time. Black Friday through Cyber Monday is the busiest shopping time of the year. For hackers and identity thieves, it's basically the Super Bowl. Don't wait around until something goes wrong. Get protected now. With this exclusive discount, Webroot Total Protection is less than $50 for the whole year. That's all-in-one protection, devices, identity, privacy, even backup for under $50. Peace of mind for $50? Honestly, that might be the best gift you give yourself this year. Go to webroot.com/MikeG for 75% off, but only for a limited time.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And already a problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks like an accident left tube southbound on 95. The left tube is blocked. I'm looking at the cameras on the south side. Entirely blocked. No traffic moving south going into the tunnel. The right tube is open already. We're getting a delay on 95. And very quickly, I'll tell you this, 95 is going to have a problem. 895 will get the word and we'll start to back up very quickly at the old Harper Tunnel moving south from O'Donnell Street and from the Eastern Avenue ramp. So we'll let you know on that. There's a report, I haven't seen it yet, that there may be a minor wreck. There was construction overnight, believe it or not, northbound 95. At Route 24 in Hartford County, there may be an accident in that area at about the 76-mile marker northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, few leftover showers, otherwise a very mild day coming up with highs soaring into the breezy upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy and very windy with winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour and temperatures crashing back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 53 degrees in Bully's Quarters and 51 in Rampton. Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore jury has awarded $21 million to the man and woman who were violently attacked a week before Jason Billingsley murdered tech CEO Pavel LePere. April Hurley and Jonte Gilmore sued their landlord companies for not properly conducting a background check on Billingsley before hiring him as a maintenance worker. Billingsley is a convicted felon and registered sex offender who was released on parole parole in 2022. In September of 2023, Billingsley raped, tortured, and slashed Hurley's throat and beat Gilmore before setting fire to their Edmondson Avenue apartment. And Wes Moore is weighing in on the Pentagon investigation of Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly for encouraging military troops to defy illegal orders. According to The Sun, Governor Moore called the Pentagon ridiculous. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 051, the pick four, 8060. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Now at Rescue Natural Supplements, take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, and patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. You can grab exactly what you need at an all-time high discount, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. Get slashed prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide array of wellness products, like trusted cholesterol support or high-intensity omega-3s. Improve your well-being and get these limited-time deals at res-q.com or call Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com. 80% off during November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high quality.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the famous rant from Allen Iverson comes to mind this morning.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
As once again, indeed, we are talking about Ravens practice, of course. Lamar returned to it. So did Kyle Hamilton and Travis Jones. In fact, Rashad Bateman did as well, albeit limited, increasing his chances of playing tomorrow night as the Ravens get in gear to take on the Bengals. Now, after practice, not a game, John Harbaugh addressed the media, proud of his team for weathering their early season storm.
Through these challenges, to see these guys respond the way they did together every day was really great. And then and now that we're, you know, on the brink of having success, they haven't changed one bit.
Yeah, Maryland basketball last night in Vegas, on the opposite end of it at the Players Era Festival, crushed by Gonzaga. 100-61 was the final. And here is head coach Buzz Williams after the game.
I think relative to the infancy of where we're at, as difficult as this is, playing in a tournament like this affords us an opportunity to diagnose even more at a faster rate.
There was a period in that game over 12 minutes where Gonzaga did not miss. They were 12 for 12, extending their lead from 11 to 22 points. Coming up in 30 minutes, a major trade shakes up the American League East. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, November the 26th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up on the program this morning, Safe Streets opens up Another new location, but with the same transparency problems. We'll delve into that. Governor Taxmore defending the Seditious Six, while Rick Grenell warns about what they are really up to. But our top story here today, and we're going to be doing this all morning long, we're going to be taking your nominations and votes for Turkeys of the Year. And this, of course, National Turkey of the Year, Local Turkey of the Year, the Celebrity Turkey of the Year, and Sports Turkeys of the Year. You can nominate and vote at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us your thoughts on Turkeys of the Year at am680@wcbm.com. And or you can text using the free WCBM mobile app. I'll give you my thoughts at the end of the program today, but we'd like to hear yours up front. Meanwhile, speaking of turkeys yesterday, the president pardoning Gobble and Waddle.
Today we continue a time-honored American tradition. Well, that's a well-trained turkey. See how happy he is? In a few moments, I will grant a full, absolute, and unconditional presidential pardon to two handsome Thanksgiving turkeys, and this is their lucky day. This is a lucky day for them.
Yeah, it is, for Gobble and Waddle, but the president had some fun yesterday. He was in rare form at the turkey pardoning ceremony, joking there might have been some other turkeys that were eligible for pardons.
The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle. When I first saw their pictures, I thought we should send them, I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy. But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people. I wouldn't pardon them. I wouldn't care what Melania told me. Darling, I think it would be a nice thing to do. I won't do it, darling.
And then he took a little shot at Chairman Joe and his auto pen.
Terrible situation caused by a man named Sleepy Joe Biden. He used an auto pen last year for the turkey's pardon. So I have the official duty to determine, and I have determined that last year's turkey pardons are totally invalid. As are the pardons of about every other person that was pardoned other than, where's Hunter? No, Hunter's was good. That was the one pardon, Pam, that was good, right? The rest of them are all invalid. I don't know what the hell you're going to do about that, but that's, now we're going to take a little of the joking. That is a mess. But they're hereby null and void. The turkeys known as Peach and Blossom last year have been located, and they were on their way to be processed. In other words, to be killed. But I have stopped that journey, and I am officially pardoning them. And they will not be served for Thanksgiving dinner. We saved them in the nick of time.
Because of the auto pen was used on Peach and Blossom, that renders the turkey pardons from last year null and void. There's a little bit of truth to that, in that humor, that's for sure. All right, coming up next, record 50-pounders pardoned yesterday. And speaking of big, fat turkeys, the president takes a shot at the Illinois governor as well. Stick with us. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, no turkey here. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Here we go again.
No, please make it stop.
Bad already. Oh, my. Okay. Southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. Left tube is blocked. Baltimore City Fire just dispatching medic units now to that area. So you know this is not going to be 4 or 5 minutes. It's going to be closed. It's already been closed for about 10 on the southbound side. Now the medic units will arrive, and the left tube is blocked. Only the right tube is open on 95. This is the third wreck this week. Two at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. One yesterday on 895, all around the same time. Busy traffic already. 95 backing up towards O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue. We're not quite into it yet at the Old Harbor Tunnel, but it ain't going to take long for the word to get out. And then 895 is going to be backed up. So we're looking at gridlock already this morning as you're traveling at both the tunnels southbound. Only the right tube is open on 95. The wreck in Harford County is northbound in the construction area at Route 24. Heads up for some brake lights after Mountain Road. And there is an accident coming off the Beltway on I-97 southbound. It's south of the Beltway, and it's kind of crowding the inside lane. Not a lot of traffic there right now. You'll be able to stay to the right and get by, but heads up for that if you're coming off the Beltway, heading down eventually into Ferndale at 648. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Rain moving out this morning. It'll be a mild, breezy day. Upper 60s today. Don't get used to it. Overnight, we drop into the upper 30s. And then tomorrow, the cold front comes through. Winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour.
Hold on to your gizzard.
Hold on to that that Macy's Day balloon. Thanksgiving Day Macy's Parade. Tomorrow is going to be blustery, partly sunny, mid-40s. That's all we're going to get tomorrow.
Yeah,
right now,
up to a certain speed, they can't fly those.
That's
things.
Right. I mean, do they fly them or they just tether them?
I think they don't even try to go down the street with them.
See, like, you can saddle up one of those tomorrow. Annapolis is drizzle at 56 right now. Ellicott City, 52 degrees. Number one artist on the iTunes Top 100 Christian music charts is Solomon Ray. Solomon Ray is not human. He and his music is 100% created by artificial intelligence. Now, there'll be no live concerts, that's for sure. How do you create AI Christian music? ChatGOD is what they're saying.
Oh, no.
America's airports already
killed.
America's airports already experiencing flight delays and general chaos. There's a new holiday song for Thanksgiving air travelers called I'll Be Home by Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. That's in it. Fact... people are already standing in line as we speak.
I took an Uber that was overpriced. Got to the airport, they delayed my flight. The TSA is taking their sweet time. Losing my mind, I stand in line.
Yeah, that's get used to it. You'll be standing in line for if you're traveling. Of course, they think 31 million people will travel by air today.
Right.
And I think, 70-some million overall are going to hit the roads and the rails. And
one of the biggest in years.
Yeah. And we left out one big comedy yesterday. We were discussing greatest comedies, especially this time of year, Thanksgiving travel. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
That is the best. I just watched that the other night.
There's John Candy. Oh, you've never seen that? Oh, Chuck, you would. It's very funny. Steve Martin and John Candy were in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Campbell Soup Vice President Chief Information Security Officer Martin Bally secretly recorded mocking poor people who buy their soup, blasting co-workers as idiots, and admitting he has shown up to work high. Okay?
Eat more soup that way.
Looks like Bally had a mental breakdown. He literally went from soup to nuts.
Up all night for that one, huh?
Yeah. You got to, we'll be here tomorrow, Friday, so you got to get it all out now. New report claims artificial intelligence will replace 40% of the workforce. That would include the broadcast industry as well. Here on this show, 20% of the workforce is already artificial intelligence. But we disregard Chuck.
80% are no intelligence.
I knew you'd come back with that. Set you up for that one.
And you know who you are.
That's right. You know the first character balloon at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade 100 years ago, 1927? Take a guess.
Mickey Mouse?
That's a good guess, no, but it wasn't Mickey. Mickey debuted in 1926 as Steamboat Willie.
Bear.
Felix the Cat.
Oh, Felix, okay.
Yeah.
A wonderful, wonderful cat.
Yeah, the balloon was filled with oxygen, not helium. It was supported by handlers with poles. They used helium starting the next year. But if those wind gusts up in New York are going to be anywhere near here for tomorrow, it's going to be very interesting.
They had one of those things get out of control and knock down a light pole.
I remember that.
Some people.
Yeah, those things are big, those balloons.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Apparently Foreigner is going to be performing tomorrow to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You're not a fan of Foreigner?
I was.
The original.
The old Foreigner.
The
yeah,
OG, as they say.
Yeah, right.
You know, I guess Kelly Hansen, I think, is the new lead vocal. It used to be Lou Gramm was the lead vocalist. Now it's Kelly Hansen. Lou Gramm and Foreigner have split.
So. Right. Apparently so, because he was going solo for a while. I remember.
He did. And then
Midnight Blue and all that.
But he was sick and had trouble with his voice and so on and so forth. So, all right. Again, you all set for Thanksgiving?
With the exception
of
cleaning. My bird's been there.
Really?
What
time does he go to work?
I don't think he does today.
He's off today?
I believe he is.
Oh, okay.
I just heard
on the busiest travel day of the year, they give them off. Wow! I picked up mine yesterday. I got a 22-pound fresh butterball.
I got an 18-pound up at the farm.
Okay, And get your bird yet? Oh, the Kristen's not cooking yet. She's going somewhere else. Chuck, are you ready?
Yeah. Huh? It's in the refrigerator as we speak.
Is it thawing?
Tom.
Do you get a fresh or you get a frozen?
Fresh, yes.
Yeah, I like the fresh.
Got it at Publix.
Whenever I can. Yeah, the frozen's not bad.
Fresher's always better.
Yeah, fresh is always better. Absolutely. So we got ready. Got the sauerkraut. Got the mashed potatoes. I'll save some for you, Maggie, because I know that's your favorite dish. Sauerkraut pie.
Get him out of here.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, there's another wreck now. I-97 northbound between Benfield Boulevard and New Cut Road. Folks, take it easy.
It's going to be one of those days, sad to say. All right. Chuck, think of some turkeys of the year, because we're doing turkeys of the year this morning.
Turkeys of the year? Yeah. What does that mean?
Turkeys of the year.
Oh, the year.
Of the year.
Turkeys of the year.
Yeah. So, national categories are national, local, celebrity, and sports.
How many Democrats in there? Just put them all up there.
You got to just name one. One national, one local, one celebrity, one sport. So,
all right.
We'll do that a little bit later. Work on that. Thank you. 621 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. We'll go back to the turkey pardoning ceremony at the White House yesterday in just a moment. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. It's getaway day for Thanksgiving, and, people are already gotten away. Here's Chuck.
All right, first off, I just looked at the radar. It's still raining pretty heavily on the lower eastern shore, so if you're in that area, factor that in. Number one, the wreck at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, third one this week. This is the second one at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The left tube, southbound I-95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube is open. There are some injuries. Medic units are there. The left tube is closed. The backup on 95, not quite back to Moravia Road, but backing up there very quickly. And already, as we said, 895 gets the word. That's the old Harbor Tunnel, and already stopped traffic there. Back to Pulaski Highway, and backing up very quickly towards Moravia Road. So already this morning again, even before 6:30, 25-minute delays and building at both the Harbor Tunnels southbound. There are two different accidents along I-97. One is northbound between Benfield Boulevard and New Cut Road. Have a delay there. The wreck south of the Beltway on I-97 southbound is kind of in the median, and there's not much of an impact there. You'll just stay to the as you're going by the scene. And earlier there was a wreck northbound I-95 in Harford County at Route 24 in that construction zone. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for Thanksgiving weekend. Rain moving out this morning. It's still raining right now, especially on the eastern shore. It'll be mild, breezy, and upper 60s today. Overnight, upper 30s. And then here comes the cold front. Wind gusting up to 40 miles an hour for Thanksgiving Day. Blustery, partly sunny, mid-40s, and pretty much the same for Black Friday. Right now it is 52, mostly cloudy, Columbia 51 in Owings Mills. Your nominations pouring in now, Marty says, for sports, Turkey of the Year, former Maryland basketball coach Kevin Willard for the way he handled his departure from Maryland. So there you go, Willard has a nomination. Local, he says, Kathy Stealthmeyer, the interim Baltimore County executive, and for always consulting Jack Daniels and Johnny Walker. And he gives the national turkey to Wes IDGAF Moore for ignoring Maryland and choosing to run for president. All right, all good nominations there. So there's your official nominations. Don says he's going to give it a Jazzy Crockett. There's another good one for National Turkey of the Year. Remember, you could vote AM680 at WCBM.com. Use the mobile app. Tell us who you're nominating and voting for Turkeys of the Year. Or 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And tell us why as well. Just don't give us a name. Okay. Yesterday at the White House, President Trump, again, pardoning gobble and waddle, but roasting Democrat turkeys. Like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Chairman Joe. But he did joke the record-setting turkeys, gobble and waddle, were 50-pounders. They're the largest turkeys ever in the history of the turkey pardoning ceremony, which was started by JFK. And he joked that they were extremely fat, but they were still maha.
These are two of the largest turkeys ever presented to an American president, over 50 pounds each. It's the largest we've ever had. And those are big turkeys. Are they as good as the normal size turkey? Better or as good? Do they tend to be a little fatty, maybe? No, he said no. He knows the turkey business. Anyway, despite their size, Secretary Kennedy has formally certified that these are the first ever maha turkeys. I don't know if I agree with that. These are maha. In other words, they could be fat, but they're still maha.
Actually, turkey is a lean meat, so it would qualify for a maha categorization. Grass-fed beef would be there. These are also, again, the way they were fed. Also, they feed them differently than the regular grain that they feed a lot of other turkeys to fatten them up, as far as that goes. Speaking of fattening up things, the president had some words for the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker, yesterday as well.
You talk about Pritzker in size, but when I talk about Pritzker, I get angry because he's not letting us do the job, so I'm not going to tell my Pritzker joke. They have a very cute little joke, you know. Some speechwriter wrote some joke about his weight, but I would never want to talk about his weight. I don't talk about people being fat. I refuse to talk about the fact that he's a fat slob. I don't mention it. On a more serious note, as we gather around the dinner table, I'd like to lose a few pounds too, by the way. And I'm not going to lose it on Thanksgiving, I can tell you that. Because I'm going to have a turkey, but it's not going to be that one. I hope all of...
He's part president, part commander-in-chief, part stand-up comedian. It's just that we've never seen anything like it, and it is hilarious as far as that goes. So remember the insult dog comic, the insult dog, I think? It's sort of like a page out of President Trump's book, that is for sure. All right, when we come back after the 6:30 news headline update, we're going to talk about Governor Taxmore defending the seditious six. Rick Grinnell was on the War Room yesterday with Steve Bannon talking a warning about what these people are really up to. You got former CIA operatives and never-Trumpers that really are trying to send a message to the military to undermine the commander-in-chief. So keep that in mind as well. Don't forget, as we get into that blustery, colder weather, which we're going to experience tomorrow and Friday after the Thanksgiving holiday, make sure you call Tim Kyle to come out and check your heat pump, check your heating system to make sure that, A, when it's supposed to come on, it's coming on. and B, that it is operating efficiently, so it's not costing an arm and a leg. You know, just recently it came out that it looks like November's bills are going to be maybe upwards of $70 or more for your electric bill. And so you want to make sure that your heating system is operating efficiently, and that's why you have Tim Kyle come out. Tim Kyle Electric, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and they bring that same commitment to excellence they do for your electrical work that now for your HVAC needs as well. So schedule them as soon as you can after the Thanksgiving holiday to come out and maintain your system. 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. They've been out to my house on numerous occasions and make sure that my systems are operating at peak efficiency. They'll do the same for you. Don't forget their website, timcowellcompany.com. It's 6:30. Time now for the latest news headlines. And once again with the update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The state of Maryland has joined a lawsuit filed against the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development over police changes. Attorney General Anthony Brown and other members of the coalition claim that HUD changes to the Continuum of Care grant program violates its congressional intent. HUD plans to withhold funds to applicants that acknowledge transgender people, deprioritize services to people with mental health or substance use disorders, and discriminate against localities that approach homelessness differently than the administration. The coalition claims HUD violated the law by not receiving authorization for the new conditions. Baltimore County Police have arrested a Perry Hall man on charges related to his alleged threats against County Councilman David Marks. 47-year-old David Roars has also been charged with telephone misuse and stalking. Roars allegedly began the threats with a voicemail in November of 2024 and more recently left a message saying he wanted to execute Marks under federal law. According to The Sun, police took Roars into custody on Monday and he's being held without bail ahead of a January 26 trial. Anne Arundel County emergency crews rescued a person who fell between a platform and an Amtrak train at the BWI Marshall Airport Amtrak Mark Station. According to the BWI Airport Professional Firefighters Union, it happened just after 2:30 Tuesday afternoon, and the person was pulled from the gap and taken to a hospital. There is no word on the victim's age or condition, and the incident remains under investigation. And the Maryland Attorney General's office has announced a $2.5 million judgment in a sexual harassment lawsuit against an Eastern Shore landlord. Anthony Brown says Eric Sessoms and the Mount Vernon Group exploited women facing housing instability by offering reduced rent and other benefits in exchange for sexual favors. 6:32 on Casey and Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Number of problems this morning. Rain went through overnight. The heavy rain now is down on the lower part of the Eastern Shore, but the roadway conditions were wet. We've had a problem southbound, and it's closed the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Been there since right before 6 o'clock, and only the traffic getting by in the right tunnel southbound on 95. The backup on 95 now is going back towards Moravia Road. All the overflow traffic now is on 895, and they're basically sitting still at Moravia Road. 25 to 30 minute delays already for the traffic south on 95. Northbound 95 in Harford County, There's a wreck near the construction area at Route 24. That's a 76-mile marker. See brake lights there north of Mountain Road. There's a new report of an accident near the airport. BW Parkway southbound near the ramp at I-195. And the two wrecks on I-97, the one southbound after the Beltway is not a big deal. The other wreck is northbound between Benfield Boulevard and Newcutt Road with delays through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, few leftover showers, otherwise a very mild day coming up with highs soaring into the breezy upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy and very windy with winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour and temperatures crashing back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Recent history suggests this Ravens-Bengals game tomorrow night could be a track meet. Well, with 148 points scored combined in the two games a year ago. Both Ravens wins by a combined total of 4 points. Reaction from the locker room yesterday. First from Lamar on what he expects tomorrow night.
Back and forth. You know, it seems like every time we played them, we've been going back and forth. Great quarterback over there, you know, great receiving core. So just looking forward to it again, you know.
Wide receiver Zay Flowers on what it's like to be in a shootout with Cincinnati.
It's crazy because you be scoring so fast. You like, dang, we just got off the field. Then you back on. Then they on. So it just feels, you always warm. Like, you always ready to go. So in those games, it's always fun.
Just to refresh, Lamar threw for 638 yards and 8 touchdowns with no interceptions last year against Cincinnati. 11 of those completions to Flowers. Lamar back at practice yesterday, as well as Kyle Hamilton and Travis Jones, and it was Rashad Bateman in a limited capacity. Big trade in Major League Baseball yesterday. MLB.com reporting the Cardinals are dealing right-hand pitcher Sonny Gray to the Red Sox for two prospects, including highly touted Brandon Clark. Gray is a 13-year MLB vet, was going to make $35 million this year, the final year of his deal. Boston is expected to rework the deal. Meanwhile, more from new Orioles outfielder Taylor Ward, acquired in the Grayson Rodriguez deal, on his new manager, Craig Albanez, reaching out after the deal was done.
Yeah, Craig called me that night. Got to talk to him for about 25, 30 minutes. So it was good to talk to him, pick his brain a little bit. And also Dustin, the hitting coach, has reached out to me. We've talked a lot, too. And, definitely some fiery guys, and I'm looking forward to playing under them.
College basketball, Maryland's defense was carved up last night by one of the nation's top teams. The Gonzaga Zags shot 58% from the field, and in a key stat that coaches look at, had 30 assists on 38 buckets. 100-61 over the Terps was the final, prompting this from head coach Buzz Williams in the postgame.
None of that is fun. But to be able to play a team that's good enough to win the national championship in the fourth week of the season, there's a lot for us to grow from.
Maryland 5-2 now, right back at it tonight at midnight against 8th-ranked Alabama. The time now is 6:37 when we return, getting the squeegee kids off the street.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So for Ravens fans who went to the game last week against the Jets, and maybe even the Bears game before that, if they tailgated and they pulled into the parking lots, they may have seen what the Ravens call the green team. The green team is a bunch of kids, Baltimore City kids, who are squeegee boys. And the Ravens have started this program now with Baltimore City to take these squeegee kids and give them a once per week work program working at Ravens games to help people park and also give them, you know, advice about littering and making sure that they understand the environment. I guess they must go through a tutorial or something like that.
Are they squeegeeing the windshields?
They are not squeegeeing the windshields. They are working, quote unquote, legitimately, I guess,
all right, very good.
Is what you would say. And so this is an effort by the Ravens to do that.
Why aren't they the purple team?
Because
green is the color of the Jets.
No, because green is environmentally friendly.
Okay.
That's what it's all about. Anyway, they make $90. It's $15 an hour for 6 hours of work. And they get it on a debit card, which they can then go spend on electronics or whatever they want to spend it on. Right. And, yeah, so that's what's happening. So
how many of these children are...
I think they had like 10.
Okay.
Right? And you have to apply.
Right.
And they had 10 different ones for the Bears game. And then I think they had another 10 for the... for the Jets game, so
it sounds like they could expand that program. Only 10. That's
well, maybe it's like a
it's a start.
It's it's an incubator.
Yeah, I've seen more than 10 before in my travels to the city.
10 Squeegee kids.
Yeah,
on one corner.
I've seen upwards of 6 once.
At one corner.
At one corner.
Anybody take your debit card?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good. They didn't take your phone.
I come. We call it a rolling stop.
Oh, that's what you got. Yeah. So you're a city kid, huh? Okay, you're rolling stop.
Thanks, Gary.
Means you don't stop.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour is 7 o'clock. Turkey of the Year vote, Charlie in Annapolis.
I don't think we could have a Turkey of the Year without another vote for Moore.
Okay.
Here's a guy that for 18 years. He's defending someone accused of sedition, but here's a guy that for 18 years used stolen valor,
yep,
claiming medals that he did not actually receive.
Absolutely. You're right there on that one. And, of course, now he's reminding us of his constitutional oath. So we'll get to that here in just a second. Charlie, thanks so much for the call and the vote. Ann is also in Annapolis. Good morning, Ann. Hello, Ann. Ann could not hang with us. Call us back, Ann, if you fell out of the cell. Here's a vote for Pam Bondi from one of our listeners. I think she's the Turkey of the Year. Speaker Johnson gets a vote. This is open. This is not just Democrats, folks. This is Democrats and Republicans. There's a lot of Republican turkeys. So we'll get Speaker Johnson. He gets a vote. And A.G. Bondi gets a vote from one of our listeners. You can call and vote 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, am680@WCBM.com, or use the WCBM mobile app. We'll announce the results at the end of the show. Governor Wes Moore yesterday called the Pentagon ridiculous after it said it was investigating Arizona Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, a retired Navy captain, for encouraging troops to defy what he and other members of Congress called President Trump's illegal orders. But they can't name a single one. That's because there are none. Senator Kelly, who is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, as Senator Juan McCain both did from Arizona, both members of the military. Moore said, Senator Kelly wore the uniform, and so did I. We know the difference between lawful service and political misuse of our troops. He said, everyone who wears the uniform swears an oath to the Constitution, not to the president. Right, but may I remind you that Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution says the president shall be commander-in-chief of the Army and the Navy of the United States and the militia of the several states. And, again, there's chain of command. And so you're supposed to follow, that's the presumption here, you follow lawful orders. If you believe there's an illegal or an unlawful order, you're not supposed to interpret it on your own in the military. You go to your local JAG officer. You run it up the chain of command. Is this a legal order? That's how you challenge it. But no, they're trying to do... did you remember how many people you saw, when Charlie Kirk was assassinated? Remember, there were a number of members of the military that were celebrating his assassination. So we have some little tiny pockets of this kind of woke, radical leftism and resistance inside our armed forces. And that's who they're going after. That's who they're targeting with this. Rick Grinnell, of course, he's heading up the Kennedy Center. He was a former ambassador with President Trump, says beware of what they're attempting to do.
Look, we've just spent years hearing from the Democrats talking about undermining democracy. That's all we heard. That was their campaign slogans for the 2020 and 2022 campaigns, undermining democracy. They were trying to say Republicans were undermining democracy. That video that they did, the Seditious Six, this is a call to arms to undermine the democracies. This is a call to arms, a fire in the hole, looking for people who will undermine our democracy for political gain, for their political gain. This is very clear what they're doing. They're literally trolling the bureaucracy and the intelligence community for people who will say anything to undermine Donald Trump, undermine the duly elected leader, undermine our democracy simply for their little political gain in the midterms. This is outrageous. This is an insurrection. To have people go out and say, you don't need to follow illegal orders. What people hear in the intelligence community and in the bureaucracy is, the Democrats will protect me if I just say no to the commander-in-chief. If I don't do what I'm ordered to do, and then we somehow pretend like it's illegal, or we throw it to the Ninth Circuit, which always says the Republicans are wrong, Trump is wrong.
All right, there you have it. That's part of an insurrection. We'll hear from Grinnell, Juan Slotkin, and Kelly coming up in just a second. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the left tube is still blocked at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck happened at right before 6 this morning, so it's already been 45 minutes, almost an hour, and the left tube is still blocked. They have one of the vehicles out of the tube itself on the southbound side. They may have two out now. They're sitting in the painted out area south of the tunnel, but they have not reopen that tube as you're coming south. So that's still a big problem. And the traffic moving south on 95 from Moravia Road is slowly going to back up. And eventually we'll be back. If it stays this way, it'll back up all the way back through the city-county line. 895, that's the Old Harbor Tunnel. Only two lanes southbound as you go along 895. That's backed up and it's solid from Moravia Road all the way through the tunnel right there alone. That's also looking at least a 30-minute delay getting into the tail end of that right now. Northbound 95 at Route 24, the accident there was in the construction zone, 76-mile marker. We've had delays north of Mountain Road. There's a report of a wreck on the BW Parkway. We can't see it. No cameras there. Southbound near the airport cutoff. That figures. And there was some road blockage at that point, so that would impact traffic south of the Beltway on 295. You may have to take 95 and come into the airport on I-195 through there. I'm trying to get done. There's a wreck. Southbound I-97 south of the Beltway. That's still crowding the inside left-hand lane.
Look at that mess.
I'd be mad, too. I'd be hotter than a wet hen. Okay.
Don't get your giblets in an uproar.
I'm done.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Shape it up like this. Rain moving out this morning. It's going to be mild, breezy. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Yeah, it's going to be pretty tropical today. But then we crash into the upper 30s, and then winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour tomorrow. Blustery Thanksgiving Day. Sunny mid-40s. The expected high pretty much the same for Friday as well. Right now, we're looking at raining and 57 in Ocean City. 52 right now in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast.
Toast. Toast.
And popcorn.
It's National Cake Day.
Where's that chocolate cake?
Love morning cake.
I want to make a carrot cake.
Today is National Cake Day.
National Cake Day, do you have a favorite cake, Maggie?
Oh, just chocolate through and through. Devil's chocolate, food, chocolate icing.
No, chocolate icing with the chocolate cake itself. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like the buttercream icing with the chocolate cake. That's my favorite. Is it your favorite, Chuck?
I like that, but I like Boston cream with a little Bailey's mixed in with the chocolate.
Oh, there it is. There's the obligatory mention of Bailey's. I would, check that because there probably is some kind of a deal there.
Probably.
Almost every break is a Bailey's mentioned, folks.
Probably.
Coffee Mate is launching Butterbeer Creamer and Cold Foam. That's the Harry Potter tie-in, if you're not familiar with the Butterbeer reference there. So, also includes Peppermint Toad and Toffee-Tasting Cauldron Cake Creamers as well. So, the big Harry Potter fans out there will get that. This is, I read this morning, I just could not bring myself to... Yeah, I don't know if I would try this or not. Apparently, at Disney World, they have a deep-fried plot twist. They are now selling something called the Salmon Corn Dog.
Whoa! Oh,
no.
Yeah. It is a regular corn dog, but apparently it's got salmon in it. The salmon dog apparently is a big seller. People like it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a sushi on a stick, apparently. But
To each his own. I would think it's going to stink up the whole place.
Yeah. Well, once you fry it, it pretty much loses that. You know the secret of how to get the fishy smell out of fish?
No, I don't.
Don't cook it.
Why are you smiling like that?
Because it sounded funny.
The way you get it. People say, oh, no, just squeeze a lot of lemon over it. No, that covers the. You got to get to the root of the fishy smell. You soak your fish in milk.
Hey.
Yeah. There's a protein in milk that breaks down the fishy smell. Try it. And I guarantee it. It'll take the fishy smell out of any of your fish.
I
cook
will
mine
try
on
that.
The griddle outside.
Yeah. With or without the fishy smell?
It has no smell. You're outside.
Oh. Wait a minute. It smells when it comes out of the bag, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't handle that part of it.
A bag of fish?
Wait a minute. You let Debbie handle your eel?
Sure.
Okay. Just want to be sure.
She's a short order cook. She's only 5'1". I'm a dead man.
Yes, you are. In so many different ways.
I can't go home.
That's right.
Maybe I'll go stay with Mickey for the afternoon.
Have a salmon dog.
Oh, that's nice.
Hard.
Mickey, got a salmon dog? Oh, Pluto.
Hard Mountain Dew is ready to deck the homes with holiday can cards. A drinkable holiday greeting card.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah. So you can get a custom pack of Hard Mountain Dew, and they'll ship it back to you at holidaycancards.com. So check it out for Mountain Dew. And finally, Natalie Light has made a camo gear that, guys, you can disappear into your garage. So they have three different camouflage outfits. It depends on the design of your garage. If you're the tinkerer, the lawn warrior, or the gearhead, there's one for you, thanks to Bush Family, Natural Family, Anheuser-Busch. Anything to sell horrible beer, folks.
I like that. So you put that on, it just kind of blend in.
Cloaking device.
Yeah. All right, very good. Thanks, Chuck. Seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. More from Rick Riddell coming up in just a second. We'll hear what he thinks about Alyssa Slotkin, the senator from Michigan, and also astronaut Kelly, the senator from Arizona. The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:51, Robin joins us from Fells Point. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. When I was in Ireland visiting family, one of the hosts went to the fishmonger and got fresh salmon caught that morning. Now, I like salmon a lot.
Yep.
My friend I was traveling with didn't. I said, well, you have to eat it. That's all there is to it.
Right.
You know, not. But the host put apple juice in the water, and she basted it in apple juice, and it took the gaminess away.
Oh, okay.
Fresh caught salmon, so it was kind of gamey.
Yeah, the fresh caught stuff is usually not as bad, but
right.
You know.
But she poached it in apple juice. It was
okay.
Out of this world.
There must be something else in the apple juice, you know, because that breaks down that protein as well that causes the fishy smell. That's great to tip. So we got milk. Soak it in milk for about 30 minutes. Or now you can put apple juice in. Apple juice, not apple cider, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's
right.
All right, everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Robin. Thanks. Have a great holiday. Thanks for listening, calling into the show this morning. We'll get you updated here on the turkeys of the year in just a second. More votes are coming in. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We do automatically exempt Chuck Whitaker each and every year. Because we know that there are a lot of people that just, you know, they want to vote for him. Anyway, you know, it's one of those things. All right. I got like 6 votes from Debbie already this morning.
I'm sure.
She just keeps hitting the send button. All right.
Somebody's been banging at the door of the radio station data for the last 10 minutes. I'm not sure who that is.
All right, how's it looking out there?
Oh, it's not good. It's just a mess again today. Third wreck this week. 3 days this week we worked, and we've had three wrecks at the tunnels again today. Southbound left tube 95 is closed at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube is open. We're backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. The wreck has been there now an hour in that left-hand tunnel. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, is backed up to the city-county line. 30-minute delays already for the traffic trying to get south through the area, and that's probably not going to recover anytime soon. The wreck on 95 in Harford County at Route 24 on the shoulder. The wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff at I-195 also now off the roadway. So we're trying to improve there just a little bit. And in the meantime, there's still some rain. We mentioned this earlier. Still some heavy rain down on the lower eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Rain moving out of the area this morning. It'll be a mild, breezy, upper 60s, and then the cold front moves through tonight, upper 30s. Winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour for Thanksgiving Day. Blustery, partly sunny, mid-40s for tomorrow. Pretty much the same for Black Friday. Cloudy, 52 right now. The city, 51 in Essex. And more votes coming in here for turkeys of the year. We'll announce the winners or losers, depending on your perspective, at the end of the show. Joe and Glen Burnie says, local turkey of the year has got to be Westmore, collapse of the Key Bridge, failure, safety of the Bay Bridge, etc. Sports turkey, Orioles GM Mike Elias, of course, and the national turkey of the year, he says the Democrat Party altogether for obvious reasons. All right, thanks for your votes, Joe. Appreciate that. 6:55, Rick Grinnell was on the War Room with Steve Bannon the other day talking about the Seditious Six. And remember, this is pretty much the same tactic. This is being run right out of the CIA. And for John Ratcliffe, you better get your act together over there at the CIA. I don't know what's going on at the CIA, but they are not supposed to be operating in any way, shape, or form on U.S. soil at all, period. And so you better get your folks under control there. And, you know, if they want to do whatever, look, they foment color revolutions in foreign countries. That's what they do. They overthrow regimes, governments, et cetera. And this is right out of their playbook. Remember the 51 so-called professionals that, said the laptop, Hunter's laptop was Russian, disinformation? We now know that that was a lie, but 51 of them, including John Brennan and others within the CIA, CIA operatives, signed on to that. And guess what? Alyssa Slotkin, the senator from Michigan, is a former CIA operative, as is Spanberger of Virginia, the governor there, but she didn't appear in this. And they went and shopped this thing because Ruben Gallego, who is a retired Marine, he was pitched on joining this video with a script and everything, but by the time he got the script, it was too late. He couldn't cut it, and they couldn't get it out in time. So this is a plot. This was a scheme by the intelligence community, by the deep state, and by some people who serve as their vessels, Kelly and the rest of these so-called veterans that have done this. And Grinnell says, Slotkin, beware, because she's a bad hombre.
This is a teetering system. And what I think Alyssa Slotkin and Michiganders need to understand is they were duped by this woman. She spent a year and a half saying, I'm an intelligence officer. I'm a former CIA official. I care about the middle ground. I'm someone who's thoughtful. I'm in the middle. I'm not political. I'm a moderate. She duped people. And what we now know is Alyssa Slotkin is one of the most left-wing leaders and is literally undermining our democracy. We should say it very clearly. We should hit this extremely hard.
Yeah, and you got to remind people exactly who you're up against. Again, a former CIA operative. Wouldn't surprise me if she organized the whole thing because she's a spook. She is a proven, practiced liar, and that's what they do. Applying their tradecraft. And then there's the retired Navy captain and now Senator Mark Kelly,
But there is no question that what Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotkin are leading is undermining our democracy. They're doing it in a cute political way. They're pretending like, oh, it's only if he does the illegal actions. That's not what we heard. That is not what the video is about, and that's certainly not what intelligence officers are going to hear. And let's remember one thing, Steve. This entire Russia collusion hoax, which started right before the election of 2016 when President Trump won, and then it really mounted right after, and then you lived through it at the White House in 2017. This Russian collusion hoax is exactly what they're trying to do now. Because if you remember, they got the intelligence community to undermine the president and to turn on common sense and to do things that were illegal. We now know that. The FBI was helping. So you have the bureaucracy and the intelligence community that are literally going after President Trump, leaking against him half-truths, undermining him, taking him to courts to make sure that they're mounting this insurrection against him. They're doing it all from the comfort of a federal job.
Bingo. And that is something that Rick Grenell, I think I trust him implicitly, as I do a few other individuals in the Trump administration. He gets it. He knows exactly the threat and the danger posed by the seditious six, and they should be held accountable for it. All right, that's going to do it. Stay tuned. Catherine Herridge on the Burn Bags coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is sounding upbeat about prospects for a revised peace proposal aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The president says what he calls good talks have been had with both sides, Ukraine and Russia. One issue that remains outstanding, though, is the location of a revised Ukraine-Russia border. Hospital officials in Gaza say that Israel has handed over 15 more Palestinian bodies, completing the latest swap of the ceasefire. The first phase of the agreement nears a conclusion. This comes a day after the Palestinians returned the remains of an Israeli hostage, who the Israeli military says was killed in the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel. On this busy Thanksgiving holiday travel day, winter-like weather is complicating things across some regions.
A winter storm across the northern part of the country. That's impacting North Dakota, Minnesota, including Minneapolis, and then portions of the northern Great Lakes. And that's going to bring accumulating snowfall into the day Wednesday.
Mark Chenard at the National Weather Service. Some interstates have been closed by heavy snow and high winds. The official start of winter is still close to a month away. Nothing's been announced just yet, but President Trump is getting closer to naming his pick to head up the Federal Reserve.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent wrapped up a second round of interviews this week for a new Fed chair, and he told CNBC there was a good chance the president would announce his pick before Christmas. Meanwhile, Bloomberg News reported that White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett is seen by allies and presidential advisors as the front runner. Donald Trump has been sharply critical of Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, whose leadership term expires in May. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 47 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 94. The S&P futures 17 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-367-2816. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-367-2816. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-367-2816. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-367-2816 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The left tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel still closed on the southbound side of I-95. The wreck now there more than an hour, and only the right tube is open. We're backed up beyond the ramp at Moravia Road on 95. 895 is also backed up to Moravia Road. Right now, we're looking at a solid 30-minute delay for the traffic coming south at both the tunnels. Roadway conditions still a bit damp from the rain overnight. New problem, northbound BW Parkway coming up through Powder Mill Road and up towards 198. That would affect traffic coming up from the Capitol Beltway. There is a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It's on the shoulder now, outer loop near the Georgia Avenue ramp. And City Fire just dispatching out to a report of an accident on the JFX in the area of 28th Street and Druid Park Lake Drive. We're trying to get some more information on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, few leftover showers, otherwise a very mild day coming up with highs soaring into the breezy upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy and very windy with winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour and temperatures crashing back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 53 degrees in Parkville and 54 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The state fire marshal's office has released the name of the man charged with setting fire to his estranged wife's home. 59-year-old Michael Weisgerber is accused of forcing his way inside the Sykesville home on Tuesday morning, poured gasoline in an upstairs bedroom, and started the blaze. When Carroll County Sheriff's deputies arrived, the home was engulfed in flames, and he reportedly told them he intentionally set the fire while his wife was outside. Weisgerber was taken into custody and charged with first-degree arson, first- and second-degree malicious burning, reckless endangerment, and arson threat. During a briefing on the Key Bridge Replacement Project, the Maryland Transportation Authority Board explained that the rise in cost is due in part to the larger pylons and safety fenders required to protect the span. Project Development Director Brian Wolf says the pylons that will rise more than 600 feet above the water may take 2 years to complete. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 051. The pick 4, 8060. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the four injured body parts suffered by Lamar so far this football season have definitely had an effect on the quarterback's mobility, but according to head coach John Harbaugh, not on his ability to lead the team to wins.
You may be referring to, you know, quote-unquote gaudy stats and things like that, but how about the fourth quarter stats? You know, I think Lamar's got a 144 quarterback rating in the fourth quarter when the game needs to be won, and that's when these games have needed to be won.
Meanwhile, in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow will be suiting up for the first time since week two of the football season, and with his team at 3-8, many are questioning why. Burrow saying that he is a football player and that if he's hurt, he'll just go back to rehab. And this is a football player who's given the Ravens fits, averaging 300 yards passing per game over 9 regular season games, 21 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. But his record against Baltimore, however, stands at only 3-6. And in a follow-up to a story we did yesterday involving that missing high school football coach from Wise County, Virginia, police have publicly identified him as Travis Turner, 46 years old, of Appalachia, Virginia. Rehab. Turner apparently is wanted on charges of possessing child sexual abuse material and using a computer to solicit a minor. Police said additional charges are now pending as an investigation continues. His wife, Leslie, denies the charges, labeling them as false, and that her husband is a family man. Coming up in 30 minutes, Cakes is coming back. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680. That's how you vote for your Turkey of the Year nominations. We'll announce the turkeys coming up at the end of the program today. I'll give you an update here about halfway through the show on who's leading. You're voting for national, local, celebrity, and sports turkeys of the year. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, email at am680@wcbm.com, or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Governor Moore and other insane Democrats are just going off unhinged today. We take you to the mayor of Chicago, and then we've got this AOC of Tennessee's at it again. We'll take a look at Safe Streets, opening a new location, but with the same transparency problems. But our top story here today, one of the best investigative journalists that's still around today is Catherine Herridge. She now, formerly of Fox, was at CBS, and then they booted her out of there. Now she's doing her own thing. She's independent, as is Lara Logan, another one of my favorites. She's going rogue is the name of hers. Catherine is called Straight to the Point. She sat down with FBI Director Kash Patel to talk about a recent discovery of burn bags in a storage closet next to the FBI Director's office. And who put them there?
Let me ask you, when you learned about the discovery of the 5 burn bags here at FBI headquarters, what went through your head?
Shock. Unbelievable shock that not just one director and his leadership team, but multiple would have information that's supposed to be secured. Some of it's classified, but I mean secured for purposes of record-keeping purposes, to keep up with federal statutory requirements, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. And instead, they were depositing bags listed for destruction. So that was very disturbing. Just that in and of itself, putting aside whatever was in there.
The burn bags were found in room 9582. Mm-hmm. That's a secure facility. I'm told by former agents that it would have some sort of access system or mm-hmm. key card system. Does FBI leadership have a good idea who put the burn bags in that room?
We do.
You know for sure, or you have a good universe of suspects?
So they know. They know who did it. Now the big question is, why did they do it?
What was the intent of the person who put the burn bags in room 9582? Was it to preserve them, to be discovered later, or to make sure they were destroyed?
Well, those are the questions we're answering for the public and for this investigation, because not only are we not in the business of not exonerating people, but we're in the business of taking our investigative findings and working with Congress to say, look, even though we did not or did reach a legal conclusion on the matter, this is of such public importance in terms of the weaponization of government that happened, who are people like President Trump were targeted, including myself, and more senators that we just revealed thanks to this FBI's work in uncovering not just the burn bag, but other material related to Arctic Frost. What we want to do is find a public forum to display that information, and we believe that until our investigations conclude, we will be limited in what we can produce.
It sounds to me like you know the answer to that question.
I do.
Yeah. He does. And when we come back in just a second, we'll pick it up where there was a storage closet right next to the FBI director's office. Remember, Chris Wray was the FBI director. And who had access to that storage closet? I wouldn't think it was that many people. It might be a small circle, and we'll get, does Kash Patel know who it is? So we'll get into that in just a second. 713, traffic weather on the threes with the update once again. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Days and still in big trouble early this morning with a wreck in the Fort McHenry tumble that happened right around 6 o'clock. Left tube is still closed. Now it's been an hour and 15 minutes that the left tube is still closed. Only the right tube is open. 95 is backed up, almost back to the city-county line. 30-minute delay from the tail end of that. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, backed up almost in the exact same area and almost the exact same delay. 30 minutes south on 895 and 95 as you're traveling through. Haven't heard anything else about the report of the wreck on the JFX, but just a heads up, around 28th Street, Druid Park Lake Drive, about 15 minutes ago, there was a report of an accident southbound through that area. Capitol Beltway had a minor wreck on the shoulder now, outer loop of Georgia Avenue, and there was a report of an accident northbound on the BW Parkway after Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thanksgiving weekend. Rain moves out this morning, mild breezy, upper 60s today. Enjoy, because it's not going to last. Overnight, upper 30s, winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour for Thanksgiving Day. Blustery, partly sunny, mid-40s, and pretty much the same for Friday. Right now, cloudy, 54 at Severn, 52 in Middle River. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, so as you can see, the left, the Democrats, getting really desperate on how do we stop Trump, how maybe can't stop, maybe just slow him down a bit. And that's what this Seditious 6 video is all about, to try to slow him down, try to, you know, again, they've tried through lawfare, they've tried through courts, they've tried through impeachment, and he's the Energizer Bunny, he just keeps going. Now there's a barrage of fake news. One is that he was going to dismiss Kash Patel. There'd be a big shakeup at the FBI.
And there would be nothing like it.
Are you planning to replace Kash Patel as
a
FBI?
No, he's doing a good job. Kash Patel? No, he's doing a great job, I think.
This week we saw those cases against Jake.
So Kash is doing a great Patel, Kash Patel doing a great job. He's going to stay on the job, according to President Trump. That's why you always listen and wait to hear out of the words out of his mouth. Okay, instead of all these other reports, even so-called Republican insiders, some of these influencers that get paid on X, they're just horrible. They'll send you down the old rabbit hole. Like the one the other day, Reuters said that Doge was dead. Not true. That's fake news. Doge is still in place, although it's more of a in separate agencies, not one big, they're not meeting in one big room right now. Then there's rumors that more House Republicans were going to follow MTG out of the House and retire in protest. That is fake news. And the fact that Trump is going to get rid of Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, that is also fake news. So they're trying everything they can, including the kitchen sink. The latest is that Trump is going to sign off an extension of 2 years on the Obamacare subsidies.
Somebody said, I want to extend them for 2 years. I don't want to extend them for 2 years. I'd rather not extend them at all.
Yeah. So he doesn't want to extend them. He doesn't, again. You have to remember, Trump is the art of the deal. These, if he throws it out there as an extension of 2 years, that's just a negotiation tactic. That's a negotiation ploy. Doesn't mean he's going to do it. He did post on Truth Social yesterday. Over the past week, my team has made tremendous progress with respect to ending the war between Russia and Ukraine. Last month, 25,000 soldiers died. The original 28-point peace plan, which was drafted by the United States, has been fine-tuned. Additional input from both sides. There are only a few remaining points of disagreement. In the hopes of finalizing this peace plan, I've directed my special envoy, Steve Witkoff, to meet with President Putin in Moscow, and at the same time, Secretary of the Army Dan Driscoll will be meeting with the Ukrainians. I will be briefed on all progress made, along with Vice President Vance, Secretary of State Rubio, Secretary of War Hegseth, and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. I look forward to hopefully meeting with the President Zelensky and President Putin soon, but only when the deal to end this war is final or in its final stages. Thank you for your attention. This is a very important matter. So, as to the deadline for the peace deal?
You know what the deadline for me is? When it's over.
And I think everybody's tired of fighting at this moment. They're losing too many people.
Yeah, losing too many people is right. And Witkoff is now on the record saying that he believed Hamas lied to him regarding disarming. Look, I think Steve Witkoff's a good guy. He's a good friend of President Trump. He's volunteering his time to try to cut these peace deals. So I'm not going to criticize Steve Witkoff. But what they should have with Steve Witkoff is somebody who understands taqiyya. Somebody understands that in the Arab streets of the Muslim world, the practice of deceit is welcomed. And that's, unfortunately, you can't take Hamas at its word ever, ever. So if they promise you they're going to disarm, you should think the opposite. So we'll see. Gaza's still holding, but it's kind of shaky right now. So you got to reinforce that. And the next step will be Hamas will just have to be completely eliminated like ISIS. I do think apparently Zelensky has agreed to the peace deal. There are reports out of some outlets, New York Post, I think, reporting that Russia has already rejected it. But, again, this is all part of the public negotiations. Meanwhile, the president said 72 arrests of the man in Chicago that burned a 26-year-old woman. Democrats let him burn her alive. And he's calling on Governor Pritzker to stop the radical, dangerous, no-cash bail and let the National Guard come in and restore order into the Windy City. Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller on the Seditious Six.
That kind of language will get people killed. It endangers our national security. It is dangerously radicalizing. And it has all of the evidence of willfulness and intent.
And he also went on to call it a conspiracy.
They should come out and apologize for him, not double down. But unfortunately, the Democrats are more about playing politics than they are actually about helping America lead from the front.
That was Mark Wayne Mullen. But Miller did say this was a seditious conspiracy. And we now know that the FBI is now currently investigating the Seditious Six, as they should. All right, that's it. Day 311 of the new Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, more votes coming in for Turkeys of the Year. You can vote 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Robert in Middle River says Turkey of the Year politics has to be Chuck Schumer for the National, who edged out many other Democrats by a nose. Celebrity's got to be Serena Williams getting offended by the cotton plant in the hotel. Remember that? It's a good one. Local definitely goes to Westmore. Sports Turkey would have to go, unfortunately, to both the Jets and the Giants. I love them both, but they play like turkeys. All right, Robert, thanks for your nominations, and we'll give you an update here at the bottom of the hour as who's in the lead for National, Local, Celebrity, and Sports Turkeys of the Year. You can vote at AM680 at WCBM.com or using the WCBM mobile app.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Blair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Jim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
And now time once again for traffic weather on the threes. The man who pours not gravy, but Bailey's over his mashed potatoes.
It's Joe Brown, isn't it?
Yeah, Chuck Whitaker. Much fun. Much more fun, too.
I mean, as long as it's warm, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, whatever works. Good news, after almost an hour and a half, the left tube is now open again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just in the last 2 minutes, they opened it up. So we'll see what that does. In the meantime, we're still backed up on 95 back to Moravia Road. This was a wreck that happened at 6 o'clock this morning. And right now we're just starting to move traffic again with four lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is still backed up back to Moravia Road. So tail end of all of that is still backed up. Takes 30 minutes to go from that point to get through the tunnels. We'll watch for that and see what goes on. Minor accident reported now in the Beltway inner loop up near Camp Meade Road. If you're coming up from 648 to coming up the Beltway from I-97, definitely a heads up through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Rain moves out. Going to be mild, breezy, upper 60s today. Overnight, upper 30s. And then the fun begins. Tomorrow, blustery winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour for your Thanksgiving. Partly sunny, mid-40s. That's all you're going to get tomorrow. Pretty much the same for Friday. Right now, cloudy, 56 in Stevensville, and it's 53 in Parkville. And joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline from State Highway Administration is Charlie Gisler. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
And the same to you and everybody at State Highway.
Thank you. Thank you much. Yep. I wanted to call to let your listeners know when best to travel and when best to avoid the major highways around the Baltimore area. Today, of course, is traditionally the busiest travel day of the year, so you can expect congestion today and avoid travel on like southbound 95 between Maryland 100 heading down toward the Capitol Beltway, also on northbound 295 between up in that Anne Arundel County area, and of course both of the tunnel approaches. That's going to be between 12 and 3. Thursday, of course, Friday, Saturday, all during the Turkey Day and the weekend, it looks like it's going to be a good time to travel on any of the roads. But then Sunday, when everybody comes back, you want to avoid all the major roads between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Something else, Sean, you just said was high winds coming in after this cold front. That always brings up problems on the highways with fallen trees, falling tree limbs, and then down wires.
Right.
So if your listeners come across an intersection that's out or malfunctioning, you're required by law to treat it as a four-way stop or a stop condition, depending on the length of the intersection. So keep that in mind and just use extra caution when you're going up on elevated road surfaces like bridges, ramps, and overpasses. I always used to like to say, keep both hands on the wheel for safety.
Yeah. Is there any beltway construction going on today?
We suspend non-emergency road work starting on Tuesday, yesterday,
okay.
until December 1st. So we're trying to get out of people's way. If a big pothole pops up, of course, we're going to have to go out and fix it. But we do suspend that to try to get out of people's way. And we put extra patrols in some of the high-volume areas. So if somebody does break down, we're able to get to them quickly.
Did you get your bird in the oven yet?
Tonight, probably.
Tonight? Okay, what time? Are you going to eat later this evening?
No, I'm just going to heat everything up tomorrow. I want to be able to enjoy Thanksgiving morning, watching the animal show, the dog show.
Right. Okay. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie.
Like the Dobermans.
did you have a question, Maggie?
Get the turkeys out of the
house. Mr. Gisler.
None that I use. I mean, not anything out of the ordinary. I always have questions for him.
All right, Charlie. Thanks so much for the update. Appreciate it.
Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving, everybody.
You do the same. Always a pleasure. All right, so back to Catherine Herridge. Catherine Herridge questioning the FBI Director Kash Patel and the storage closet where they found the burn bags. Now, obviously, burn bags are meant to be burned. They're meant to be destroyed. You want to destroy evidence or documents or whatever, and they weren't. So, again, somebody put them in there either for safekeeping to be found later, or they just forgot to burn them. But who was it?
A highly classified CIA referral containing intelligence about the 2016 presidential election was also discovered here at FBI headquarters in a storage closet adjacent to the FBI director's office. How many FBI personnel had access to that storage closet?
That's part of this ongoing investigation, and because we are working through that, I don't want to disclose the number of folks or even who had access to it, because that goes to your other question on who put it there and why did they put it there, and were there any instructions associated with them depositing that material in these rooms?
Am I correct, based on my reporting, It is a very, very small universe of individuals who had access to that storage closet.
Very small.
Very small. Well, let's say how small? Is it one? Is it two? But it was very small. He would and look. I think Catherine Herridge, and we'll get to her grilling him on Thomas Crooks on the FBI saying that he acted alone. That's coming up in the next hour here on Casey and Company. But look, Chris Wray, the former FBI director, he was not, I think, a friend of President Trump nor of the United States. I think he was there as a protector of the deep state. And I think he should be brought in and to testify on these bird bags and everybody else as well. I still think that the FBI has not gotten it completely right on the Thomas Crooks would-be assassin. So we'll get to that coming up here in just a second. Also, Safe Streets is up next. They've opened up a new location, but same transparency problems here as well. And apparently there's the lone Republican running for elected office in Howard County has dropped out.
Huh.
That's it. One. Will the last Republican in Howard County please turn out the lights? It's 729. And Timco Electric, heating and cooling. A reminder that if you have any kind of electrical wiring, you may want to make sure you're electric on the interior, especially working right now, if you're putting up the tree and lights and exterior lighting as well and landscaping. They're experts at all things electric. But they now have added HVAC to their expert service, and they've come out and helped me on several occasions. One, I had a bad thermostat, and that needed to be replaced. Number two, I had a switch that was sticking on my heat pump, which was, it was working, but, you know, instead of having a $240 bill, it was like $500. So that's amazing. And so it saved me a ton of money. They'll do the same thing for you. Just call and make your appointment today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Make sure you tell them I told you to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And don't forget their website, timkylecompany.com. It's 7:30. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. An Essex man has been indicted on child abuse and assault charges in the November 2024 death of his infant son. Deontay Morgan was arrested earlier this month, and he's being held without bond ahead of a December 5th court date. According to the charging documents, Morgan claims the boy was in a swing, and he swung him too hard, causing the child to fly out and hit a wall. He later noticed the child was struggling to breathe. An autopsy determined the child died of blunt force injuries to the head. Morgan has not been indicted for murder, but if convicted of first-degree child abuse, he faces a maximum of life in prison. Maryland State Police have arrested the 17-year-old in connection with a drug trafficking operation in Cecil County. The Elkton teen was taken into custody Friday as part of a months-long multi-agency investigation. According to investigators, the teen was in possession of 16 bundles of fentanyl when he was arrested, and a search warrant on his home and vehicle led to the recovery of 56 more bundles of the drug. The case is currently under review by the Office of the State's Attorney in Cecil County. A Baltimore man faces charges for an alleged road rage incident in the area of the Beltway and 97 in Glen Burnie. 22-year-old Kyron Lambert Jr. is charged with first and second degree assault, firearm use in the commission of a felony, reckless endangerment, and reckless driving in the September incident. He's also being charged with resisting arrest and obstructing and hindering. Lambert was arrested on Tuesday, and search warrants led investigators to several guns and ammunition. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore is weighing in on the Pentagon investigation of Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly for encouraging military troops to defy illegal orders. According to the Baltimore Sun, Governor Moore called the Pentagon ridiculous. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12. A new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays on the Beltway, southwest side. The wreck is on the inner loop near Camp Meade Road at 170, and it's backed up now. It's affecting the ramp from I-97, trying to get onto the Beltway to head up towards 648. So factor that in. Going to be slow. We don't have which lane is blocked yet, but definitely there is an impact. There was a report of a new wreck on I-97 near New Cut Road. I started to see some slowing southbound going down towards Benfield Boulevard. I'll go back and follow up with that. In the meantime, that would be the second wreck in that area. And, of course, we're still recovering from all the big problems this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. We're backed up back to the city-county line. 895 backed up to that same area. 30 to 35-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, few leftover showers, otherwise a very mild day coming up with highs soaring into the breezy upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy and very windy with winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour and temperatures crashing back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management. Well, the Ravens got some welcome news from the practice field yesterday in terms of participation. Lamar was there, so was Kyle Hamilton and Travis Jones, all listed as full participants, so they should play tomorrow night. Rashad Bateman was limited, increasing his chances of playing. Lamar was asked if nothing else of the nagging injuries he suffered been annoying, if nothing else.
Talking about it is. Well, I don't like talking about something that happened, you know, but it is what it is. You know, it's part of the job, part of the game. But hopefully nothing is Thursday.
Elsewhere, a pair of former Ravens are semifinalists now for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Marshall Yanda and Terrell Suggs are 2 of 26 that are still eligible. The list will be further reduced to 15 finalists and voted on before the Super Bowl. Big trade in the AL East yesterday, the Red Sox acquiring 13-year veteran right-hander Sonny Gray from the Cardinals for a pair of prospects. Gray, 330 career starts, a 358 career earned run average. Meanwhile, former Oriole Grayson Rodriguez at the mic on the MLB podcast Foul Territory, having a little fun, was asked if he'll have a little chip on his shoulder next year when and if he faces the Orioles.
For sure. Definitely circling the Orioles on the calendar if I get to pitch against them. I only get to throw against those guys in spring training. That's definitely heated. There's a lot of trash talk that goes on. I love talking crap to them about it.
So, Rodriguez hasn't pitched at all since the All-Star break of 2024. Bird's also announcing that Jim Palmer and Ben McDonald will return as in-game analysts on the Bird's TV broadcast next year on Masson. The team will be replacing Jeff Arnold in the radio booth. Maryland basketball crushed last night in Vegas by Gonzaga. 100-61 was the final. They'll play 8th-ranked Alabama tonight at midnight. Meanwhile, Towson with a big win, 72-69 over Liberty, 20 points for Tyler Tejada in the ESPN Invitational. They'll take on UC San Diego at noon today for the championship. And finally, on the eve of the 105th edition of the Turkey Bowl between Loyola and Calvert Hall, some sad news to report this morning. One of the great local coaches and mentors of our time has passed away. Joe Brune, Loyola, class of 52, who returned to Blakefield in 1967 to begin what would become a remarkable 35-year career as head football coach and English teacher. Under his leadership, Loyola football won 5 conference titles and 19 Turkey Bowls. Coach Brune was inducted into the Maryland Football Coaches Hall of Fame in 1999. The great Joe Brune was 91 years of age. The time now is 7:37 when we return sports turkeys for Thanksgiving Day.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA. Specific.
So before you announce yours,
yes,
let me give you the rundown as the listeners so far.
I've got a lot of them. But
okay.
Yep.
Kevin Willard.
He's on my list.
And then the Orioles. Mike Elias and the owner getting a lot of votes.
Okay.
And then the other one was the Jets and the Giants because obviously they're pathetic.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is going to be interesting. Here we go. My team turkey goes to the Mets.
Okay.
Second highest payroll in baseball, 83 wins, didn't make the playoffs.
Wow.
My coach turkey goes to Kevin Willard for the way he left Maryland. My player turkey, I love this guy, but my player turkey is Tyler O'Neill. $16 million for 54 games and a .199 batting average.
Yeah.
You got to do better than that. My owner turkey, and it's perennial, is Jerry Jones. I mean, that's just a given. My team turkey in the NFL goes to the Giants at 2-10. They've blown 5 fourth quarter leads this year. And my team turkey in the NBA, perennially, goes to the Washington Wizards.
Yeah. They're pathetic.
They won last night, so they're 2-15.
Oh, okay.
But they are pathetic.
They are pathetic.
In fact, I would call them putrid.
I would. I'm amazed that the Cleveland Browns did not get mentioned.
Well, they're also a perennial,
although,
you're right.
Shador came out and played pretty good the other day.
So. Yeah, I couldn't stand that.
I know you could. It really bothered you.
Anyway.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Good sports turkeys. You can nominate your turkeys of the year as well here on, of course, the Casey and Company program. We'll be playing our Choose Your Fake News in just a second. I just want to give you an update on where we are now for turkeys of the year. You can nominate yours and vote for yours at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We'll announce the results at the end of the show. And or you can email us am680@wcbm.com or use the WCBM mobile phone the app to text into the program. Right now, it is a national tie right now between Democrats as a national party and you got Mom Donnie. Those are the two biggest vote getters so far for the national turkeys of the year. For the local turkey, clearly running away with it right now, Governor Tax Moore has got more votes than anybody else, not even close. So the other nominees are Brandon Scott, Kathy Klausmeier. For the celebrity turkeys of the year, a lot of votes for The View, one for Serena Williams, and votes now starting to come in for Jimmy Kimmel, the way he acted after the Charlie Kirk assassination. And our sports turkeys, you just heard the rundown there. So still plenty of time to get your vote in, nominee as well, at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Once again, Safe Streets is making news. And believe it or not, Safe Streets opened some new doors. They all gathered yesterday to celebrate the opening of a new Safe Streets site for McElderry Park after they searched for a new building. It's on Pulaski Highway. Right there, Safe Street site. They had to take some time to fight the right building. I imagine that the FBI will find it pretty soon as well. There are 10 total Safe Street sites. And the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, still has no data, no information on the people working in these Safe Streets locations. If any of them have records, I'm sure some of them do. And, the mayor is always hidden behind the fact that, well, they're not city employees. They're employed by, private charities like LifeBridge and Catholic Charities, etc. And Bates says he'd like to know what Safe Streets is up to.
Safe Streets, I don't know what they're doing. We don't know this information. If we don't know this information, how can we adequately judge this information to know what's working and what's not working? It's mysterious. We can't have that mystery in the criminal justice system.
City Hall has refused to provide a list of names of the Safe Streets workers. Mayor Scott equated the violence interrupters to undercover law enforcement as a reason to keep the information private. Right. This is the guy that wants to dox ICE agents, but wants to keep convicted felons' identities secret for Safe Streets. Ultimately, Scott and others maintain that because they aren't directly city employees, they're entitled to not disclose their names or identities. Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 caught up with the mayor yesterday.
Is that information shared with him or his office at all? And if that's true, if he doesn't see any data, What's your message to the people of Baltimore who say, why should I trust that this is working?
Yes, the data has been provided, and I think it's very important for the residents of Baltimore, no matter what this particular TV station tries to push down your throat through their messaging every single day. The reality is that Dr. Daniel Webster is one of the most, if not the most respected academic scholars in gun violence in the world. And he has said not once, but twice, that Safe Streets has this impact that he says. We have this information. We know this information has been provided, and we will continue to provide it as Safe Streets evolves.
Yeah, what Mayor BS is referring to is a 2023 evaluation funded by, paid for by City Hall from Johns Hopkins, done by this Dr. Daniel Webster of the Safe Streets programs. And again, I question the data. I question the study's conclusions. There are much more, I think, definitive studies done by Dr. John Lott out of Chicago. I do think that when we look at this, who's training these people on violence interruption? Where did they get their expertise? The fact of the matter is that we have repeatedly told you about Safe Streets locations that have been raided by the feds, where drugs, guns, and ammunition, and even explosives have been found. This is nothing more than a get-out-the-vote effort. He's got his own street machine, if you will, to vote for Brandon Scott and the Democrats. 7:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update now, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
And brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast and their opening game, December 6th, at Towson University. Slowing on the Beltway southwest side, the wreck on the inner loop coming up the Camp Meade Road right before the BW Parkway had road blockage there. It backed us up through the ramp at I-97 northbound in turn, backed up going back towards 648. And also, I would imagine the Beltway could be slow coming over from Ritchie Highway and from Route 10. If you're coming up towards the BW Parkway, see, traffic is getting by, so some lanes are open again at the accident scene, but the slowing is over on the southwest side of the Beltway. There's a new minor wreck, busy spot, southbound Route 29. It's in the ramp area at Route 100 in Howard County. We're slowly making some progress now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. 895 has moved down to Pulaski Highway. 95, a little better now at Moravia Road. So if we can just keep that up, we'll get under 15 to 20 minute delays. But it's a slow process right now from a big problem earlier in the Fort McHenry Tunnel on the southbound side. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th. We'll be against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season ticket plans are available right now. BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Rain moving out. It's going to be mild a little bit later on. Breezy, upper 60s today. Overnight, upper 30s. And tomorrow, blustery with winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Partly sunny, mid-40s for your high. Pretty much the same for Black Friday day after Thanksgiving. Right now, 53 and cloudy in the city, 52 in Essex. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. Today, we got WCBM merchandise to give away. Kurt in Edgewater is our contestant. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How has Chuck been pardoned for 75 years?
He has what's called a preemptive pardon.
I figured by now he'd be the headless traffic man.
I have a good attorney. Do we cheat him and how?
Exactly. All right, Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after Ichabod Crane Whitaker.
All right, we're waiting for you. Son of a bitch, where you been?
All right, here we go. Story number one. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and supporters of the Crown Act gathered in Philadelphia yesterday to sign a bill into law. The law designed to prevent hair discrimination in the workplace, schools, and places of businesses in Pennsylvania.
Hair?
Hair. Hair discrimination. Story two.
Aye.
A website belonging to Liberty University hosts a webpage warning against Islamic fundamentalist pandemic threat. If you were born or raised in the United States, says the website, you've grown up with this Islamic pandemic since 9/11. You can play a role in halting and reversing this pandemic, especially if you are a Christian or Jewish individual. CARE and the Southern Poverty Law Center have condemned the website and are asking it be taken down. And story three, a gold toilet fetched $12 million at auction. The gold toilet was bought by Ripley's, believe it or not.
He ripped it hard.
Yeah. Apparently, the Italian conceptual artist, it's a fully functional toilet made from more than, 13 pounds of solid 18-karat gold.
That's got to be cold.
We know that Chuck's a porcelain prince, but this is incredible.
A gold toilet.
Kurt has one of those. He got it from Farrah Fawcett.
Oh! That's pretty good, Chuck.
Right. He's a stone-cold coaler.
Yes, he was.
All right. Story one, the Hair Discrimination Act in Pennsylvania is now law. Story two, Liberty University warns of Islamic fundamentalist pandemic. Story three, the $12 million golden toilet. All right, Maggie, we'll leave with you since you seem to be amused by the golden toilet story.
It's just funny. I don't know. You're a golden toilet. It's got to be.
Does it have a golden shower with it?
Now I can't think. Number one.
You don't need to think, just vote.
I say number one's got to be fakeroo.
Okay, number one, Kristen?
I'm afraid number one is true, and as if there's no bigger problems in Pennsylvania than hair discrimination, but I think that might be true. And sure, the Southern Poverty Law Center is complaining about somebody again. Sure, true. I'm going to say number three. Not that it couldn't be done, but why would you want to waste all that gold in a toilet?
Okay.
Right. Some people.
Hang on to those fillings, that's for sure. Chuck.
You got to watch things in Pennsylvania. Where's that Pennsylvania?
That's Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pensa.
I understand. Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, what's it? Pennsylvania.
If we're down the neighborhood, it's Pennsylvania, boy. I'll go one.
Chuck goes for one. And Kurt?
The gold. You still got the gold, no matter if being put to good use. I'll go with my favorite honky, Chuck, number one.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Kurt goes for story number one, along with Maggie and Chuck. Story number two gets not a single vote, and that is our fake news story of the day. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So
I knew there had to be a real gold toilet. I mean,
does that break the streak? No, that was broken.
Yeah, no, I lost the other day. There is no streak.
Right, there's no streak.
We're
don't want to. We don't want to see a streak either. Believe me. All right. Kurt, sorry about that, but you do get to play again very soon, so hang in there.
Just think, if I was drinking down to Howard Street, somebody would be chasing me trying to put a cord in my belly.
You know, I would say there might be a better ways to describe that. Streaking would not be one of them. Now running wouldn't be a good description either for Chuck.
Even running is not good at this.
Maybe waddling down the street naked.
Waddling, that's nice. Keep going.
Naked.
Keep going. There you go.
Gobbler Johnson, folks, is with us. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50, 10 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, more insane Democrats.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, and once again with an update, Thanksgiving Eve, traffic, it's getaway day. Here's Drumstick Johnson.
We're still hurting a little bit at both the Harvard tunnels. We had problems earlier this morning, and for a while, the left tube was closed for about 90 minutes southbound on 95. Again, a slow recovery there. We're moving traffic. Everybody's just kind of moving along. At least we're moving right now, both on 95 and 895 southbound. If you're traveling 29 south in Howard County, there was a wreck near the ramp at Route 100. The inner loop of the Beltway is still a bit slow yet. It's a little better than it was 20 minutes ago. The wreck was on the inner loop up at Camp Mead Road, northbound I-97. You're still getting some brake lights as you're working your way up from the ramp at Route 648. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is rain moving out. Going to be mild, breezy, upper 60s today. Overnight, upper 30s. Tomorrow is going to be blustery, sunny, but cold. Winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. We'll keep highs will be in the mid-40s, but the wind chill is going to be much lower than that. Right now we're looking at, it's a pretty nice morning right now. We've got up in the 50s, 58 in rain in Ocean City, and it is 55 in Pasadena. And more votes for your Turkeys of the Year nominations. But again, you're looking at this... A lot of folks now weighing in. This is Sarah. She says, my vote for Turkeys of the Year goes to Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens for their continued blatant anti-Semitism, says Sarah. Elsewhere, we've got Ann says, my Turkey of the Year is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Should have hung in there if she truly was America first. All right, we've heard that before. Ron says, the local turkey has got to be Brandon Scott. The National Turkey, Stolen Valor, Westmore. The Intergalactic Turkey, still Westmore. A lot of Westmore votes here today, folks. He is the leading vote-getter in all nominees. You can still vote at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680wcbm.com and or the WCBM mobile phone app. We'll announce the winners or losers in about an hour from now. Cop hating hissy fit throwing a Democrat running for Congress in Tennessee. This is the AOC of Tennessee. Afton Bain is her name. We talked about her a little bit yesterday. She's making national news. She actually thinks men can give birth.
I think as an organizer and as an activist, like, we really have an opportunity here in this country to talk about what type of policy, progressive policies we want to see as young women. And I think we have, you know, as birther, you know, as women who can give birth, men and women who can give birth, we could maybe leverage that as collective bargaining, which is the basis of this book that I'm not, I've just started reading, but called Birth Strike, and how we can really leverage collective bargaining when it comes to having children in this country. And so, for example, like, I'm not going to give birth until the United States government concedes ABCD. What do you think about that?
It seems a little much.
Sure.
How could you have a serious debate or argument with anybody who thinks that men can actually give birth? I mean, that to me is just So you can't take her seriously. Although she's running in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District, and that election is next Tuesday. But I want to pick up on her idea of collective bargaining, that using the ability to procreate as leverage until the, I'm actually going to support that idea, because I do think that we should, liberals should not procreate if at all possible. I just think that this ideology is you know, it's completely dangerous to the health and freedom of our country. And I think that, again, we all got to keep it around, put it in a museum, study it for years, you know, years to come. But I don't think we should be encouraging procreation among the far left wing parts of the Democrat Party. And then there's the Chicago Marxist mayor, Brandon Johnson. Here's what he says should be done about violent criminals. You know, people that murder, rape, rob, assault, etc.
We cannot incarcerate our way out of violence. We've already tried that, and we've ended up with the largest prison population in the world without solving the problems of crime and violence. The addiction on jails and incarceration in this country, we have moved past that. It is racist, it is immoral, it is unholy, and it is not the way to drive violence down.
Yeah, go tell the other people being murdered and raped and brutally assaulted in Chicago that imprisoning violent criminals isn't the right answer. Chicago is notorious around the world for its problem with violent crime, recording hundreds of homicides each year. We told you yesterday about the 26-year-old woman that was set ablaze on a Chicago train from a guy that had been arrested 72 times. The judge, who was a Latino judge, who was a DEI judge, said, I can't put everybody, the state's attorney, once in jail. I can't put them all in jail. And so there's that. Okay? Yeah, real, real compassionate. Again, and she's talked about people that look like her when they come into the courtroom. She'll give them community service over a jail sentence. So this is what's passing for criminal justice today, and it's what's, I think, irretrievably broken. Between the activist Looney Tune judges that are committing legal insurrection against the president and the people of the United States, to some of these prosecutors and others that are Soros bots, they need to be identified, rooted out, and purged from the system legally, folks. But that is the latest coming from a communist Marxist, Brandon Johnson. That's why many people now voting for the Democrat Party. And by the way, the Maryland GOP got a vote. I'm sorry, the national GOP got a vote. The Maryland GOP has not been nominated. Oh, yes, just nominated. I just happened to look over at Kristen through the glass, and then the Maryland GOP just got an official nomination, so you can vote for that for them as well, especially since the last Republican in Howard County just dropped out of the race, so there are no Republicans in the race at all now in Howard County. Boy, that's a real devastating scorecard, isn't it?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Although most Americans are heading to their holiday destinations by car, the airports are plenty busy. The FAA expects the busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years. More than 360,000 flights scheduled through next Tuesday. Now, if you're among those hitting the road, snow could slow you down in some parts of the country.
Wednesday, even into Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, into Friday. So there'll be some, you know, it's pretty narrow bands, but there'll be some significant snowfall accumulations off the lakes in Michigan and western New York.
Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says the upper Midwest and the northern plains are also dealing with snow and ice. Whiteout conditions have even closed some interstates. President Trump says substantial progress has been made in negotiations over a Ukraine peace agreement, although Ukrainian negotiator Alexander Bev says it's premature to talk about a definitive peace plan.
There is no final version of any peace framework so far. So the document that was presented to Ukraine and discussed in Geneva was significantly transformed, and it reflects a lot of things that Ukraine wanted to put there or to change or to exclude from this plan.
That assessment echoed by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer addressing Parliament.
The initial draft of the 28-point plan included points that were not acceptable, but also some very important elements that will be essential for a just and lasting peace.
Ukrainian President Zelensky continues to oppose any territorial concessions to the Russians. Meanwhile, a senior Kremlin official says U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff plans a visit to Moscow next week. Jesse Jackson's family says the 84-year-old Jackson has been released from a hospital where he was treated for a rare neurological disorder. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 32 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 84. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just how good is Pure Talk's current deal for unlimited wireless? Well, you might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Because right now, for just $29.95 a month, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. It comes with a crazy-fast 5G network along with a 30-gig hotspot. And at just $29.95 a month, there has never been a better opportunity to lock in a ridiculously low rate for as long as you live. And save thousands and thousands of dollars along the way. This plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you will save over 50% every single month for the rest of your life. See what I mean? It really is the deal of your lifetime. Dial #250, say micro. Offer ends 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's another problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right lane of the right tube is now blocked. We're not sure if it's a broken down vehicle or a minor accident in that right lane. Actually, they just went back to green on the southbound side. So they're going to reopen that right lane here very shortly. Only closed off for about 6 or 7 minutes southbound. So we're still backed up, but we are making progress finally from all the earlier problems at both the Harbor Tunnel southbound. So we're back to green once again with both the lanes in the right tube southbound. A little slow southwest side of the Beltway. Earlier wreck was on the inner loop at Camp Meade Road for the traffic slowing coming up from the ramp at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, few leftover showers, otherwise a very mild day coming up with highs soaring into the breezy upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy and very windy with winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour and temperatures crashing back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in Edgemere and 55 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore jury has awarded $21 million to the man and woman who were violently attacked a week before Jason Billingsley murdered tech CEO Pava LaPere. April Hurley and Jonte Gilmore sued their landlord companies for not properly conducting a background check on Billingsley before hiring him as a maintenance worker. Billingsley is a convicted felon and registered sex offender who was released on parole in 2022. In September of 2023, Billingsley raped, tortured, and slashed Hurley's throat and beat Gilmore before setting fire to their Edmondson Avenue apartment. The attack was reported to police. 6 days later, Ecomap CEO Pavel LaPere was found beaten to death on the roof of her Mount Vernon apartment building. And the state of Maryland has joined a lawsuit filed against the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development over police changes. Attorney General Anthony Brown and other members of the coalition claim that HUD changes to the continuum of care grant program violate its congressional intent. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 051. The pick four was 8060. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our
doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Question posed to Lamar yesterday in Owings Mills was, it's great that the Ravens are winning games, but would he agree that the offense needs to produce more in order to win in the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. Got to put points on the board. You know, can't keep putting Luke out there to, you know, wing us one each and every drive, you know, because there's going to be some times when we're going against a high-motor offense, and they might score a lot of points, and we're going to have to match those guys. So
the Ravens' offense, which was number one in the league last year in yards and third in points, ranks 22nd and 11th in those two categories this year, respectively. College football news, Navy quarterback Blake Horvath being recognized for his play. The Heisman Trophy Trust sent a letter to Horvath last week telling the senior quarterback that he's a finalist for college football's most prestigious award. Horvath needs 14 yards rushing to become the first quarterback in Navy football history to rush and pass for 1,000 yards or more in back-to-back seasons. More from New Orioles left fielder Taylor Ward, one of the few players in MLB that have played with both superstar Mike Trout and mega superstar Shohei Ohtani at the same time.
You know, obviously playing next to Mike in the outfield and picking his brain with how he does things, especially working with the wall and things like that, you know, just always picking his brain about it. He's one of the best out there. And with Shohei, really, I just sat back and enjoyed it. Watching his BP when he'd take it, watching his cage work, and, you know, just crazy how he can balance both pitching and hitting. But
and finally, how come the Pistons can do it and the Wizards can't? Talking about going worst to first in the NBA. 2 years ago, Detroit was the worst team in the league, 14 wins all year. Monday night, they tied a franchise record, winning their 13th straight game. Meanwhile, the Wizards are still losing. They're 2-15, tied for worst in the league with Indiana. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's a governor to do? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Turkeys of the year. The voting is fast and feverish right now. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. We'll announce the turkeys of the year at the end of this hour. You can vote for your national turkey of the year, the local celebrity and sports turkey of the year. And, of course, that coming up a little bit later on in the program here. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the final turkeys of the year. Also, Catherine Herridge grilling Cash Patel on Trump would-be assassin Thomas Crooks. And in a moment, Maryland taking down a massive drug trafficking ring working with the feds. So we asked the question, if you can work with the feds on taking down drug traffickers, why not illegal aliens? Inquiring minds want to know. Let's go to the phones. Lee in Brooklyn Park, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I want to put my vote in for Governor Tennis Moore for a turkey vote, but I want to upgrade his turkey to a bronze turkey.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Bronze
happy Thanksgiving
turkey.
To all you people there at WCBS.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, Lee. Thanks for your listening. Thanks for the vote. Aaron in Hartford County, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
And the same to you, sir.
So I would like to nominate Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and I know that might ruffle some feathers, no pun intended, but as I told Kristen, the strategic disarray that the Republican Party is in the state of Maryland, the most populous red county in the state, should do its best to circle its own wagons and stop its infighting, which, no offense, Sheriff, you're great on crime. I just wish you would use your office to faithfully execute the Constitution and uphold the laws they're under, rather than the spats with the county executive. So that's my Turkey Award nominee for this year.
Okay. All right, Darren. Thanks so much. Sheriff Jeff Geller gets his first nomination and vote, and that's from Harford County. His nasty feud between he and Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy was just with us yesterday on the program. It's the reason why the Maryland Republican Party just is adrift. And again, they got a vote. I wonder who nominated them. All right, it's 8:11, 11 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Ivan Bates announcing yesterday they took down a major drug trafficking ring between Texas and Maryland.
That was funneling cocaine between Texas and Maryland.
Yeah, between Texas and Maryland. Detectives identified several members of the organization, including Benjamin Rivas Lopez, Santos Ayala Serrano, Brian Juarez Cruz, Pablo Abelardo Molina, Freddy Lopez Chinchilla, Gerson Tabora Chinchilla, Hamilton J. Paquet, Herman Aguilar Mencius, catching the pattern here, folks, and Elvin Ayala Paz, again, in the city, 43 kilograms of cocaine valued at $4 million and a rifle. In the county, 360 grams of cocaine, 6,000 in cash, and a loaded rifle. Here is Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger.
It's very important because we see so many individuals who are who die as a result of ingesting some of these drugs.
Coming up next, was ICE involved in this operation? And if not, why not? And are any of these seven suspects I just named illegals? Hopefully we'll get an answer for you. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Giblets Johnson.
I'm glad this is coming to an end soon. Be very nice. Oh, here's another problem for the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looks like a broken down vehicle southbound 95 at the Eastern Avenue Bridge, right in the center lane. Just when we were starting to clear that area out. So he's being backed up there by the Aeroboard truck. And in the meantime, you'll stay to the left and stay to the right as you're coming through. Hopefully they'll get this thing pushed off to the shoulder area. We've made remarkable recoveries now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. 895 now is right around O'Donnell Street. That's starting to move in. And 95 without this new problem was also getting better going into the Fort McHenry tunnel. So it looks like we'll keep on improving for the traffic through there. We'll come back and visit this situation here at Eastern Avenue. Southbound Route 29, there was a minor wreck at Route 100. The Beltway southwest side is cleared up. The wreck is gone from the inner loop at Camp Mead Road. And if you're in Towson, the fire department just responding to an alarm at Delaney Valley Road at Fairmount Avenue. I think they're going to be in the parking lot area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. We had some rain early this morning. It'll move out. It'll be mild, breezy, upper 60s today. Overnight, upper 30s. And then this cold front comes through, bringing blustery conditions with winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Partly sunny, mid 40s for Thanksgiving Day. Right now, cloudy, 54 in Baltimore. It is 56 in Severn. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again to commemorate America's 250th birthday. And America's 250 birthday celebration is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day in 1789, U.S. President George Washington declared November 26th, 1789, to be Thanksgiving Day. It was the first U.S. holiday by presidential proclamation. It was changed years later to be the fourth Thursday of the month of November. 1941, U.S. Secretary of State Cordell Hull submitted U.S. proposals to Japanese peace envoys in Washington. 11 days later, the Japanese would attack and devastate the U.S. fleet at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu, Hawaii. 1948, the first commercial Polaroid camera was sold. The inventor of the device and founder of Polaroid Corporation was Edwin Land. He obtained over 500 different patents before his death in 1991. Still, Polaroids are still around. People see them sometimes. They get them at weddings and things of that nature. You can take an instant picture. 2001, a three-day Afghanistan prison revolt claimed the life of a CIA operative, Johnny McKay, Michael Spann, 32 years of age, a former U.S. Marine captain. He was the first U.S. combat death in the global war of terrorism in Afghanistan. And finally, 2011, the United States launched an Atlas V rocket to look for life on Mars. Aboard was the rover Curiosity, which would explore the planet, searching for signs of life. So far, not no signs of life, but they think they have discovered evidence of water on Mars. And where there's water, there should be life. And that, of course, is a look at America's 250th birthday celebration as we get ready for our Independence Day in 2026 and celebrate our 250th birthday.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, numbers here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So we have the Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley highlighting the importance of such collaboration with the feds, because working with the BPD, the City Sheriff's Office, was the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the Washington-Baltimore High-Intensity Drug Trafficking Area. So it's okay to work with the feds when you're trying to remove illegal drugs off the streets. Why not work with the feds while trying to remove illegal criminals off the streets? It would only be logical, don't you think? Oh, that's right. Drugs don't vote, especially Democrat. Here's Ivan Bates being asked about whether or not ICE was involved.
It's because some parts of the investigation are still continuing. We cannot necessarily elaborate on that, but they were not involved in this early portion.
No, the early portion, but they may be involved. I have a sneaky suspicion that many of these suspects may be in the country illegally, and that once that is found out, they're determined, then their immigration status, ICE, will eventually be called and either detain or deport or all of the above. So that is something that we'll have to keep in mind there. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And it is something that if you want to weigh in with our turkeys of the year, you can still vote AM680 at WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app with about 30 minutes to go. Here are your leaders right now for National Turkey of the Year. The Democrat Party, closely behind, is Mamdani. Again, a lot of Republicans getting votes as well. Local Turkey of the Year leading comfortably is Governor Tex Moore. And right now, the View does lead slightly over Jimmy Kimmel for the Celebrity Turkey of the Year. Sports Turkey of the Year right now has the Orioles on top for, again, in general, Mike Elias, the owner, and the club itself underperforming for last year. I want to tell you about our good buddies, Mayor and Mayor Town Appliance. Just saw them the other day at their beautiful showroom in Owings Mills right off Reisterstown Road there, and they're going to be expanding that showroom. They have over 70 different appliance brands, all different budgets in mind, all different styles, and some of the gadgets and the features on these, you know, on these newer models are just amazing when you get a chance to look at it. Really, you should go just check it out and see what's out on the market today. So whether you need of a single appliance or whether you want to upgrade your entire kitchen, go by and see Mayor and Mayor. They run the Town Appliance store here in Owings Mills. They're wonderful. They'll work with you. Customer service is second to none. And they have a price match. And look, they're there to help you buy your appliance. For any appliance needs, go to Town Appliance in Owings Mills.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the latest seditious act by the Democrat Party. They're trying to spark a civil war in the military, divide the military, and divide the country. As far as I'm concerned, y'all can go to hell. You, California, New York, go to hell. Form your own damn union. In a year, you'll be crawling over the wall to get back here because you'll have no tax base, no industry. Do it. Please. Create your own damn socialist utopia.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I want to make sure, because we're talking about Howard County. It's District 5 in Howard County. The only county council Republican running in District 5 has now dropped out. And so that's Gene Ryan, confirmed Wednesday he was dropping out, citing a jarring medical news. So I'm sorry for that. I really am. I get why somebody would drop out. But we do need a deeper bench. We've seen Lockdown Larry promised in the drive for five we were going to get it. Never happened. We've seen the current leadership of the Maryland Republican Party. That would be Andy Harris and his wife and others promised they were going to recruit and get more candidates. So far, that has not happened. So until there is a strong opposition party, then we're going to continue to watch Democrats run roughshod over Republicans here in the state of Maryland. It pains me to say that. That gives me no pleasure to say that, but that's the reality of the facts on the ground. And until people in the state band together, you unaffiliateds and the Republicans, to stop this Democrat onslaught, it's going to continue to happen year in and year out. 8:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with an update on when Thanksgiving getaway day rush hour is Sweet Potato Johnson.
The eyes have it.
Yes, they do.
The broken down vehicle now two center lanes southbound 95 near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. The traffic had gotten so much better that there's just a very brief delay right here. I don't know why they're waiting. It looks like the vehicle has cleared, but a police car and the state highway vehicle are still in the center lane. So if you're coming down from the city county line, one to the left, one to the right now through there, and it looks like they'll clear out in the next couple of minutes. Several accidents near each other in Howard County. Southbound Route 29 at Route 100, that was at the ramp. The new wreck is Route 100 westbound at Center Park Drive, so it's not too far away, but one is southbound on 29, the other is westbound on Route 100, with at least a brief delay there. Right now on the JFX, no problems. Fire department is still there. They have an investigation at Delaney Valley Road at Fairmount Avenue in Towson. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a breezy day today, upper 60s. So we are going to be dropping significantly down to the upper 30s tonight. Then for Thanksgiving Day, tomorrow will be blustery. Winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour, partly sunny, mid 40s for your Thanksgiving. Pretty much the same for your Friday as well. Going to be cold the next couple of days. And right now, 54. Cloudy in Reisterstown, 55 in Ellicott City. You might remember the murder of tech CEO Pava LaPere. The man found guilty of that, Jason Billingsley. He was convicted of murdering. She was a Baltimore Tech CEO, Pava LaPere. And again, look, if there was any kind of criminal justice here in the state of Maryland, this guy would be meeting Mr. Needle, okay? But there's no death penalty in the state of Maryland, obviously. But 3 days before he murdered Pava LaPere, Billingsley pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting April Hurley, in September 19 of 2023. The lawsuit that had been filed, and we knew of a verdict, we'll get to that in just a second, detailed the horrific events that took place inside her apartment in West Baltimore on that day. Jonte Gilmore, another victim, was also named as a plaintiff in the lawsuit. According to the lawsuit, Billingsley knocked on Hurley's door and from the upstairs stairwell yelled, "Maintenance, you have a flood in the kitchen," as a way to get in. And apparently he did. He worked as a maintenance man for the apartment complex. The lawsuit stated that Billingsley then duct taped both Hurley and Gilmore, pointed a gun at Gilmore's back, and demanded, "Where's the money?" He then reportedly tortured and sexually assaulted Hurley, cutting her neck with a serrated knife, forced Gilmore into a closet, and doused both of the victims and the apartment with gasoline. And they announced a civil lawsuit last year against Billingsley and against the two apartment complexes or companies that run the apartment complexes. And yesterday, a jury in Baltimore City awarded $21.5 million in this lawsuit against Billingsley, along with the owners of their apartment building and a company under which Billingsley was employed. Here is one of the victims, April Hurley, on whether justice was served.
Viewing the pictures of my injuries, of Jonte's injuries, it brought back horrible memories. It was extremely hard to recount that day. Today feels like justice was served.
Yeah, can you imagine? Again, the torture that she had to endure, the thoughts that this might be the last day she ever would face on Earth. And she was grateful for so many things that she's able to be here today with us.
I'm just grateful to be here, and I'm thankful that me and Jonte survived that day and that we made it this far to be able to fight for this ruling.
Her attorney, Malcolm Ruff, basically said there was no surprise, stating that during the attack, Billingsley had abused her by pistol whipping her, assaulting her, attempting to choke her to death, cutting her all over her body, sexually assaulting her, then setting the entire room and Jonte Gilmore on fire, leaving them for dead in a rooming house. He said, look, this guy had a rap sheet. He had a record and should never have been hired by the apartment company. Here's the attorney, Malcolm Ruff.
I'm not surprised by the ruling. This was a depraved act, but it was absolutely foreseeable. It was absolutely predictable. And all it took was a very, very quick search through the Maryland Judiciary Case Search database to discover that this man had no business and was completely unfit to work in this atmosphere.
Yet there are liberals in there. Remember, ban the box? You know, when you applied for a job, it used to say, have you been convicted of a felony? And you could lie, obviously, but if you checked yes, chances are you weren't getting a job. Well, that might have worked here. But thanks to the super progressive Marxist Democrats, the criminal is the victim in this state. The criminal has more rights than the victims do. And you got to go to civil court. Now, they did convict him of the murder of Pavel LePere. And he did plead guilty on this other thing, but you know, you look at what happened in Chicago with the 72 arrests, repeat violent offenders here in Maryland. Democrats are just the worst in the history of the earth at punishing people that should be put away for a long time. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County police have arrested a Perry Hall man on charges related to his alleged threats against County Councilman David Marks. 47-year-old David Roars has also been charged with telephone misuse and stalking. Roars allegedly began the threats with a voicemail in November of 2024 and more recently left a message saying he wanted to execute Marks under federal law. According to the Baltimore Sun, police took Roars into custody on Monday and he's being held without bail ahead of a January 26 trial. Anne Arundel County emergency crews rescued a person who fell between a platform and an Amtrak train at the BWI Marshall Airport Amtrak Mark Station. According to the BWI Airport Professional Firefighters Union, it happened just after 2:30 Tuesday afternoon, and the person was pulled from the gap and taken to a hospital. There is no word on the victim's age or condition, and the incident remains under investigation. The state fire marshal's office has released the name of the man charged with setting fire to his estranged wife's home. 59-year-old Michael Weisgerber is accused of forcing his way inside the Sykesville home on Tuesday morning, poured gasoline in an upstairs bedroom, and started the blaze. When Carroll County Sheriff's deputies arrived, the home was engulfed in flames, and he reportedly told them he intentionally set the fire while his wife was outside. Weisgerber was taken into custody and charged with first-degree arson, first- and second-degree malicious burning, reckless endangerment, and arson threat. And the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Police boatload of toys drive is now underway. NRP officers are asking for the public's help to fill their watercraft with donations of new, unopened toys for local children in need this holiday season. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A broken down vehicle on 95 South at Eastern Avenue is now on the right shoulder, completely off the roadway, and the pace is back to where, get this now, we're clear. 95 now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We had a lot of problems earlier this morning, but now we're in business once again on 95 as you're heading south. Just to confirm, all four lanes are open there. Even 895 looks better now coming south into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's good news for the folks that may be making the late ride today and up around noontime through here. So all of that's gone. The roadways have dried out from all the rain showers overnight. Couple of accidents late in Howard County, Route 29 at Route 100, 100 westbound at Center Park Drive, and one new added to the list in Columbia at Route 32 at Broken Land Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, few leftover showers, otherwise a very mild day coming up with highs soaring into the breezy upper 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy and very windy with winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour and temperatures crashing back into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. It'll be the Ravens and the Bengals tomorrow night at M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens putting their five-game winning streak on the line. Head coach John Harbaugh relishing the spotlight.
And Thanksgiving, and just to know that everybody's going to be watching. It's a night game.
Baltimore, a 7.5-point favorite, will have to contend with the return of Joe Burrow. Not easy, according to Harbaugh.
A really well-organized offense. They know what they're doing. They have the principles are built into it. And those are the things you have to contend with. And now with Joe executing them, you know, and he's the foremost guy. I mean, he's the system was built for Joe Burrow.
In fact, Joe Flacco will be in uniform for Cincinnati tomorrow night, albeit more than likely not on the football field. And in fact, all three games tomorrow are high quality. It'll be the Packers and the Lions get you started at 12 noon, Chiefs and Cowboys after that. Don't forget, Navy's on tomorrow night as well. The Mids are in Memphis, and a win for Navy secures them at least a share of the American Conference regular season title. And it all gets started at 10 a.m. a.m. at United Stadium tomorrow morning. It's the 105th edition of the Turkey Bowl, Loyola and Calvert Hall. The Dons lead the series 52-44. There have been 8 ties. Last year, Loyola winning at 17-14. Night 2 in Vegas wasn't kind to the Maryland men's basketball team. Handed a 100-61 loss last night at the hands of Gonzaga. Head coach Buzz Williams in the postgame.
I think relative to the infancy of where we're at, as difficult as this is, playing in a tournament like this affords us an opportunity to diagnose even more at a faster rate.
And he can start with the team defense. Terps allowing the Zags to shoot at a 58% clip last night. Terps take on 8th-ranked Alabama at midnight tonight. And finally, what a dilemma for Governor Bob Ehrlich last Saturday. The governor's 2 sons on opposite sidelines when Susquehanna took on Washington and Jefferson in the D3 playoffs. Josh, the quarterback for Susquehanna, Drew, the defensive backs coach for Washington and Jefferson. His job was to stop Josh. The result, the younger brother Josh threw 3 touchdown passes against older brother's defense, and Susquehanna wins it 38-32 to advance in the D3 college football playoffs. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it is Wednesday Football Pick'em.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
You know, on the Governor Bob Ehrlich thing, I mean, it happens where you have 2 sons playing against each other. But it's very rare when you have 1 son coaching against your other son. And his job explicitly is to stop that son from succeeding.
It happens all the time. Harbaugh brothers.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying they coach against each other and you play against each other. Here you got a player against a coach.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's not like they were player versus player.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, here we go. We got Wednesday football pick'em because a couple of these games, in fact, all the games tomorrow are good.
Yeah.
Sean, we'll start with you. Packers and Lions.
First of all, I want to know, is Aaron Rodgers playing?
For the Packers?
No.
For the Steelers? We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going Lions.
You're going Lions in that game, okay?
I second that.
Lions. I'm going Lions as well. Maggie, what about Chiefs and Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Okay, on Thanksgiving. Sean?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cowboys at home.
Okay, I'm going with Kansas City. And here we go, Sean. Bills and Steelers. We don't know about Rodgers.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
With Rodgers, I'm going Steelers. Without him, I would go Bills. I'll go with Steelers.
Okay.
I, too, am going with Steelers.
I'm going with the Steelers, too. Maggie, Bengals, Ravens.
Oh, Ravens, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Ravens.
I thought you were the contrarian. You're not as contrarian as you say you are.
I got to get back to 500. So
let me ask
you
a question.
Out of weeks.
Do you do sauerkraut with your turkey?
We do.
Maggie?
Yeah, I do it for my brother's the only one who does the sauerkraut.
Never heard of it until never heard of it until I moved here. Now I can't be without it.
We also do kielbasa, Polish sausage early in the day for appetizers.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the last
and
great
sauerkraut?
The last yeah, that's great. The next day, kielbasa and sauerkraut together.
You don't even have to wait till the next day.
Nothing like it. Ostrowski's is still around on Bank Street. The original location was on South Washington, but they're still in business.
I just saw that article, actually, in the banner or somewhere. Yeah.
Best kielbasa in Baltimore is Ostrowski's.
So you do kielbasa in the morning, turkey in the evening, right? And then the next day.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
It's going to
be
a feast.
It is.
For your house.
Keeps you happy,
I know.
It's
going to be quite a celebration at the Casey household. Hey, enjoy it, everybody.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Same to you.
8:39, let's take a phone call here from Leslie in Ellicott City. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning to you all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The biggest turkeys are the non-believers and the ones that suffer from Trump derangement. May they get help for their psychosis.
All right, so I'll put that under national. So any other nominees or just that?
No, just that.
All right, you're right.
Stop the greed. Stop the greed. And we need more Republicans in Maryland.
All right, that's good, Leslie. I'm going to send you out. You're going to be the big recruiter. You've got a lot of energy. A lot of energy and enthusiasm.
Fight, fight, fight.
right. Thanks, Leslie. Have a great Thanksgiving. Appreciate that. Catherine Herridge sat down with FBI Director Kash Patel to grill him, and I think she was on a time limit. I can tell because Catherine loves to follow up, and here she was just firing off questions. But did Thomas Crooks, the would-be attempted assassin of President Trump, did he act alone?
Just to be clear, did Thomas Crooks act alone?
Yes, based on the evidence that we have, that is the conclusive finding of the matter.
Is there evidence of foreign involvement?
There, as we indicated in our public disclosures, Thomas Crooks had some online platforms where he engaged through email with a couple of individuals overseas, and we chased those down literally to the end, and basically it was just that, online email accounts overseas without any substantive communications.
What was Thomas Crooks' motive?
He, as has been publicized, had a basically hateful relationship with the United States government, talked disparagingly about both political parties, to include President Trump, and talked about the need to take matters into his own hands, and unfortunately that's what he did.
Under Director Ray, were there missed opportunities to stop Thomas Crooks?
You know, that's a question you'll have to ask him. Part of what we're doing is providing the information to the American public and, most importantly, Congress to get to the American public so they can answer those questions. We weren't there when it happened. We weren't responsible for the investigation. We don't know what happened and why those decisions were made, but we're doing what we can to clean it up.
What explains the discrepancies and confusion over Crooks' online activity?
Look, I think, Catherine, you know this, in media, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and everyone's entitled to put out whatever they want to put out. But what we, the FBI, are not entitled to do is trample over your First Amendment rights. And so while people are asking why the prior administration didn't find Thomas Crooks earlier, and it's a valid question, by the way. One, you can ask the prior administration. We weren't here. But two, this FBI or any FBI doesn't have the ability to go out and monitor, nor should it, people who are on YouTube or on social media platforms or on email platforms. And we have to balance both the criminality, if there is such, versus the First Amendment protections, which we must adhere to.
You mentioned earlier that you've been briefing President Trump. Is President Trump satisfied by the findings?
Yes.
No more questions?
No.
Is the Thomas Crooks case a closed case?
How we treat cases like this of such great public importance is we put them in a pending slash inactive status. So if there's new information that comes in, we can receive it and react to it, and we don't want to foreclose that possibility.
All right, so a series of rapid fire questions, which didn't really allow for a lot of follow up. And I know Catherine's an incredible investigative journalist. I'm still not convinced. I still think there are more unanswered questions than there are answered ones, and maybe one day we'll get to the truth. But I think a lot of it has been buried during the Chris Wray regime at the FBI, and Kash Patel just got handed a bag of you-know-what. 8:43 traffic weather on the threes, and once more, we have mashed potatoes and gravy Johnson.
God help me. Get us till 8:55, please, Lord. Thank you so much.
And one more.
Yes, I do. One more. That's what they keep saying. The Interloop has a problem now. Interloop ramp to I-70. There's an accident right at the beginning of that ramp, and I don't see at this point that they're letting traffic off the Beltway onto that ramp. So they're locking up on the west side now. It's starting to back up back to Route 40, back to Frederick Road. There would be a couple of options if they don't reopen the ramp. You could take Route 40, which is exit 15, and go west on 40, and then pick up 29 up to I-70 from there. But right now, it looks like they're moving some stuff around. So we'll see if they let the traffic onto that ramp. But there's a backup there. The outer loop is looking at it just a bit, and we're slow south of the bridge at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Rain is going to move out of this area. It'll be a cloudy, mild day today. Breezy, upper 60s overnight, upper 30s. Tomorrow gets interesting. Thanksgiving Day, blustery, partly sunny, winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour, and we'll be in the mid-40s. Wind chill going to be much colder than that, that's for sure. Right now, cloudy 58 in Annapolis. and it is 56 in Ellicott City. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. A 51-year-old cancer survivor from Chicago just checked something pretty cool off his bucket list this month. He went to every major sports stadium in North America. His last stop was a New York Islanders game on Saturday. And this is fitting. They happened to be doing a promo that night called Hockey Fights Cancer. Here's Ashwin Ladd talking about his journey. Think about it. 124 different stadiums and arenas in North America.
I'm officially a member of Club 124, having attended an active live game in all 124 stadiums and arenas in the four major sports leagues of North America, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NFL. For me, it was something coming out of post-cancer. I wanted to have a better life than I did. I was very stressed out always. I was very type A. I was very just on the go. I wanted to have more experiences in life coming out of cancer.
Just an incredible story, and that's a lot of live sporting events at major arenas. Brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. Now's the time to seriously shop for home appliances at Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Why do you ask? Because they're having a huge Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, Monogram, Cafe, Sub-Zero, and more. Over 70 top brands all under one roof. And to really make it easy for you, when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, they're super knowledgeable. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com. Mention my name for a little extra added value. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
Okay, so tomorrow I'll be off for Thanksgiving Day, and as well as Kristen, and then on Friday as well. And sitting in for and guest hosting the show will be Jeff McDonald of the Patriot Club. Jeff is enabling us to have some important time off for the holidays, so we want to thank Jeff ahead of time. For coming in and presenting a live show so that folks can still listen and call in on the important issues of the day. Morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. And I want to thank you and WCBM for giving me the privilege, not only on Friday, but also per our conversations. I felt it very important that people have a live voice first thing Thanksgiving morning. And speaking of which, what we're going to do tomorrow morning is we're going to feed our brains before we feed our stomach. And I am going to get into the true history of Thanksgiving. And Sean, it's a little, I don't want to use the word disappointing, because I think people have been watching the shiny object too long. It's a little disheartening that we have let the true meaning of Thanksgiving get away from us. And we're going to truly get into the history of it. I'm going to ask people to, as they wake up tomorrow morning at about 6:10 a.m., picture themselves on a 50-foot boat in the middle of the Atlantic. So, and we'll take it from there. And I'm also in the 7:30 to 8 o'clock and 8 to 8:30 time slots. I'm going to have two guests from two Baltimore organizations that we as Marylanders should be very thankful for, and also an opportunity to learn ways to give to these organizations. And, Sean, you made a couple great points this week that I want to touch on real quick, if I may.
Sure.
You talked yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about people traveling and the way they dress. And, Sean, you know, to me, it's the little things in life. And I think that part of how we present ourselves has a lot to do with self-respect and what have you. So I want to thank you for doing that. And
well, that was inspired by Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, saying it's time to be civil and it's time to present ourselves and not travel like we're going to bed.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, and you're spot on, and that's all encompassing of what we're going to be talking about tomorrow with Thanksgiving. And you were talking about the biggest turkeys, and I got to tell you, Sean, I It pains me to say this, but to me, it's the electorate. Because we have allowed a choice few and the screen to completely sway us from everything that makes our one nation under God and our representative republic, not a democracy, our representative republic so great. And I think that the morning drive Thanksgiving Day special will encompass all of this. And again, Sean, I can't thank you enough for the privilege of being able to, from my perspective, spend 3 hours on one of the most impactful days of our history.
Very good. Jeff, we'll look forward to it. I'll be listening while I'm getting the Thanksgiving turkey in the oven. So
that's what I'm hoping everybody will be doing. All right. Thanks again, Sean.
Thanks again for filling in. Jeff will be with us tomorrow and Friday. And thanks again, buddy. Talk to you soon. Thanks. That's Jeff, of course, McDonald, president of the Patriot Club. Coming up next, we announce the 2025 Turkeys of the Year.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The America Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey & Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
Day 53, time for traffic weather on the threes for the last time before the big Thanksgiving holiday. We want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Chuck.
Thank you. You and the family as well.
Is Gizzard Johnson.
That was the best one.
That was the best one. We saved the best for last.
I'm an old Gizzard. You know that. Listen, I just want to say I'm proud of you. You took care of business here this morning at both the tunnels. We were backed up, big delays again. Right now, no delays at the Harbor Tunnels. So let's take it. Drying out, a little fog in some of the areas overhead, not so much on the ground, but a lot of the traffic still has the headlights on. I've looked at all the interstates with the exception of this one wreck. I'll come back to this in a second. 95 up to Delaware, 83, 70 down to the Capitol Beltway. No big issues right now. They just cleared this ramp and letting traffic back on from the inner loop to I-70. So they're still working at the scene. There's a trooper there. So it is backed up a little bit as you're coming up from Route 40. If you have business up at Liberty Road, try to stay to the center and the left, and you'll be a lot better off there. But if you're going to take that ramp, it's going to be a little slow from the inner loop of the Beltway on to westbound I-70. So be careful, buckle up, and we'll see you back here on Monday. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, buddy, you and Deb and the family have a great turkey day.
You too, thanks.
All right. The Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast will have a mild, breezy day today. Upper 60s for the high. Overnight, upper 30s for the low. Winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. A blustery day, partly sunny, mid-40s for your day. And right now, we're looking at cloudy, 58 in Severn. It's 56 in Middle River. Amber Duke is going to be with you at the top of the hour, sitting in for Kim Klasick. Good to hear Amber this week. She, of course, works at the Daily Caller, and we're lucky enough to have her sit in for Kim. She's done a great couple of shows, so nice to hear Amber again here on WCBM's airwaves. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. Okay, time for our turkeys of the year. We'll start with the sports turkeys first. A lot of nominations. Kevin Willard, the Maryland basketball coach. Mike Elias of the Orioles, the general manager, the owner, David Rubenstein. New York Jets, New York Giants, New York Mets all got votes for Turkeys of the Year. Washington Wizards for their woeful performance over the years. Tyler O'Neill, Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, gets a vote or two. LeBron James seems to be a perennial vote getter. The NCAA for what they've done to college football with the NIL, with the portal, with everything else, with the way they just completely have, it doesn't even resemble college football anymore to a lot of us that grew up watching college football. But the absolute winner is, we're going to make it the Baltimore Orioles, because they got so many votes for the owner, for the Pride Day that he continues to ram down people's throats, and for, of course, the Mike Elias, and of course the wretched performance from the team that was really competitive 2 years ago and just laid a massive egg this year. So the Orioles get our Turkeys of the Year in our sports category. In the celebrity category, not as many nominations. Mark Ruffalo, you might remember him of Incredible Hulk fame. He's in a HBO documentary right now called Task, or series, I think. So he gets a nomination. Barbara Streisand for her TDS. Jane Hanoi, Jane Fonda. And Robert De Niro also getting TDS nominations. Serena Williams for being freaked out by a cotton plant in a hotel. And, of course, The View, the ladies and hens of The View, got several votes this morning. But taking the Turkey of the Year in the celebrity category is Jimmy Kimmel. For what he said in the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination, then got canceled, then got put back on the air. In our local category, there was close between Governor Moore and Mayor B.S. Sheriff Jeff Gaylor got a nomination and a vote. The Maryland GOP, again, they were spared, only got a couple of votes. Kathy Stealthmeyer, the interim Baltimore County executive, she got a couple of votes. But the winner, by far, most votes out of anybody today, Governor Tax Moore, is our local Turkey of the Year. And nationally, a lot of votes spread all across. Schumer, Pelosi, Jeffries, Dollar Store Obama, Mamdani, he finished in second. Jasmine Crockett, Speaker Johnson, A.G. Bondi, Joe Biden, the GOP, the Democrats, Tucker, Candace Owens, Marjorie Taylor Greene, voters, and those suffering Trump derangement syndrome. The winner is the National Democrat Party for being co-opted, corrupted, and taken over by progressive Marxist communists, etc., like Mamdani, like Brandon Johnson, like all these others out there, and kooks like Jasmine Crockett and Ilhan Omar. So you got the radicals, the communists, and those that have Trump derangement, including the seditious six, the National Democrat Party. They are the Turkeys of the Year. Thanks for your votes and your nominations here this morning. Don't forget our Black Friday sale, Rescue Natural Supplements. They're incredible. This is the best time of the year. I always say to stock up. So I've been sitting on the fence waiting for the sale. You can save 45 to 80% off. It's only going to go through this Sunday. So you got today through Sunday to stock up on all your favorites. Go to res-q.com, read the reviews, check out the prices. They've already been marked down for you. You can either order there, no coupon code is needed, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, and order yours. Again, no coupon code needed, but stock up on all your favorite nutraceuticals from Rescue Natural Supplements. I will be off Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Kim will be sitting in for me on Rescue Healthline this coming Sunday. From all of us here, Kristen and Maggie and Gary and Chuck, we want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. May it be safe, may it be blessed, and we'll see you Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.